Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the C.J. Miller Show on N5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, also known by Claudia. And tonight is Thursday, March 13th, 2014. And I have with me my good friend, the wonderful, the awesome Matthew Bueno. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Claudia.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm feeling pretty mellow. Pretty happy. It's warm over here in Northern California, more than I'm used to, and it feels nice, but, you know, I'm just starting to learn not to sweat so much right now, and it's been really, my dogs have just been going nuts today. They don't want to be tied up or in the backyard, so they found an escape route, and they've been playing down in the river, and my dog came back with a brand new shoe from someone around here, but anyways, you know, it's been a really, really nice week so far. I went out and got some new eyes, some new glasses this last week, and it's amazing. It's amazing when you discover new visions. When I've been wearing the same glasses for the last five or six years now, and it just makes everything look so dull, you know. And I had so many scratches that I had to kind of look over the scratches to drive, and I didn't know how dangerous they were until I put these ones on. And it was like a new world. I was just caught myself just staring at everything inside Costco. And the guy looked at me and he just says, "New glasses, huh?" I said, "Oh, yeah, it's been a while." So, anyways, I've been having fun with that. But, yeah, it's been a really, really kind of a crazy, energetic week this week. Have you been feeling the same thing?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm definitely still feeling that today. And then thank goodness for that activation that you did tonight at it was 3 o'clock Pacific time. 6 p.m. Eastern time, because that really just totally calmed me down and filled me with good feelings. Was that the idea? You posted that on, I'll just remind people, everybody that's listening, thank you again for joining us in case I forgot to say that. and you posted this on the Community of Ascended Masters and Angels, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that, a little bit about the activation that you...
You know, I made a promise to Archangel Michael and to the angels that I would follow through and do 39 activations this year, you know, and he didn't tell me how many I could do in a month, you know, so I've been doing one, maybe 3 or 4 a week, you know, and I'm an Aries, I'm hard-headed, and I can't not stop at one. I got to do it all, and I can do more on top of that. Because I know what's coming. You know, I can feel it. You know, I can feel the energy growing. I can feel the connections happening. I can feel the energy of the universe, you know, just blessing me. I mean, last weekend I had, you know, I don't want to get too kind of airy-fairy, but I was sitting in the trailer and I was doing some work on my website, and I just felt this immense love come from up above, you know, and I could just look up, I could see rays of light, even though it was dark, coming in, and I just felt like they were thanking me. You know, and it's moments like those that reiterates the feeling of being connected and being on the right path. Because no matter how many mistakes I make, you know, and now how many bad times I do, you know, I go off the path and I come back on the path and go off the path and come back off the path. You know, doesn't matter how many times I do that, I always find myself back in my body and back in who I'm supposed to be and on my path. And it's just because of the relationship that we've made. And so the activations that we're providing for the people on this page, you know, is just to get people into a place where not thinking all the time about their problems, you know, about the things that are not happening, the wishes that they make that are not coming true, the people in their life that are causing havoc and disruption and upheavals. you know, and, you know, because of that job or because of that money or because of this tax or because of this experience or because of the past or because of this. You know, we always have something always in our hindsight or something in front of us that we're working towards or working through or struggling through. So the masters and the angels have provided an energy in the planet, on the planet, where we are able to tap into, you know, and tapping into it is almost like, it's almost like getting a download of a full book about what the energy is talking about and how it's going to help people. And because of my mindset and my heart and the person that I am, it's like easy for me to tap into that energy and then share it. And so I share it constantly. Anytime I get something new insight, something that comes through to me, I want to share it because I've known that from my experience that when I share things that come through me and come through my heart and I share it to the people, I get more. I get more every single time, and I get more love, I get more understanding, I get more support, you know, and I get more things that are tangible that I can live by. You know, I can't eat money. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the feeling of having money, but I love friends more. You know, I love family more. Yeah. I want to spend time with family. I want to do things. I want to have a good time. I want to have an experience. I want to be stimulated, mm-hmm. you know. I want to have aspirations, and I want to be inspired, you know, and that's what keeps me mm-hmm. going on this journey. So the masters have provided an energy field around the planet that's easy for me to tap into, and then I get a download of just all these visions and feelings about how the world is shifting in certain parts of the world and what we can do to provide, in essence, a feeling, an inspiration to help people focus on what's true for them. And that's not always an easy thing because a lot of times in our life we gather so much information from our childhood, from our parents, from our priests, from our teachers, from, you know, from anybody who is, you know, running the town or running anything, you know, outside of us who are teaching us things, how to live, how to be, how to work, how to live in society. And so when we start to accumulate emotional blocks in ourselves that keeps us from that feeling of being connected to our high self or having inspiration or feeling good about ourselves or loving ourselves to that point where we just can love everybody else without any feelings of needing to act out or feel validated or wanting to win over their love or win over their heart or win over their friendship, you know, we come to a place where we can actually feel that energy growing inside us. And when we get to that point of self-containing love, you know, you can actually feel and feel the changes happening that are true to you. And sometimes people say, well, I have a gut feeling, you know, and that's okay. Gut feelings are great. There's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. gut feelings. But when we can follow our heart and feel it in our hearts, that's even better. Because over time, you know, layers and layers of emotional blocks that we pick up from everybody else around us, it filters out the things that we do not need and the things that we do need, you know, and sometimes we get those confused. So over time, when you carry things that are not supposed to be in your body or be in your highest resonating or frequency of your mind or your heart or your spirit, you know, it becomes a part of you. And it's not until it's gone that you actually feel that balance arise. It's not until you learn something new that you say, oh, I feel different. You know, it makes me, from this moment that I started to talk to you or do the activation until the end, I feel different. That's the shift. That's the experience. Mm-hmm. And so when people have that experience inside themselves, they get to have that as a level of understanding to where they can reach up for a higher aspiration. So the activations are geared to help people find that truth in themselves. And, you know, and this is hard for me, and I'm going to be truthful with you. This is mm-hmm. hard for me. I want to tell everybody everything. I want to tell them the answers. I want to tell them where to go, where to be, how to go, where to be, what the answers are, what the numbers are, blah, blah, blah. I want to give everybody everything all the time. I can't. I wish I could. I can't. One of the things that I had to learn with the masters is the integrity of spirit. And without the integrity of spirit, we're just, you know, we're like little kids running around with 45 magnums just shooting up everything, you know, laser guns and mm-hmm. so forth. And so what they want us to strive to make decisions that are going to benefit ourselves by the way we feel. And not so much about, you know, what someone says or what that person's doing or what that person... Mm-hmm. We can be drawn into communities or other people by inspiration if it feels true to us. If it doesn't feel true, don't go there. If it feels like a rock wall, right, don't go there, you know. And mm-hmm. if it's a rock wall that you are inspired by, pray on it. And the masters or your guides or your ancestors will come in and start to demolish and dissolve that wall so you can see what's on the other side. But a lot of times we have the tendency, we're so human. We want instant gratification. I want it now. I want to know this now. I want to be here now. I want to be successful now. You know, I want to be healed now. No, it's a journey. It's always a journey. And I hate that. I don't want to talk about that because I'm one of those people that are instant gratification. I want it now. So yeah. That's why, you know, I can't help myself when I do these activations. I want to keep doing them because the more I'm doing, the more I'm getting. And not only that am I getting more, I'm getting the insight of why those activations are occurring. You know, after, you know, the collective in the world itself is very uplifting. The energy of the planet, especially in, you know, Southern America, is very uplifting. There's a lot of people coming, are being drawn to areas in the planet that they feel that they resonate with. They don't know what it's called yet, but people are being drawn to move. They're being drawn to pick up everything and just go someplace. And that's part of that energy. It's part of that driven inspiration that lives within us, in our spirit, in our soul. And that's that part that is God-made. You know, when we're in our heads, no, everything goes wrong, and we're all pissed off that it's not working out because we can't control it. And, you know, and that's the funny thing. The integrity of spirit talks about you learning how to ask the right questions to get the right answers. Because you are your own person. You came in, you know, maybe some of us had twins or quadruplets when we came in, but we came in by ourselves, and we ended up by ourselves, and we grew up making friends and making networking and finding and continuing this life and progressing and evolving. You know, the more we progress and evolve, the more people we attract into that same like-minded space. And then, you know, when we leave, we're going to leave, and we're going to meet our ancestors on the other side. And by that time, you know, we want to be able to leave a mark, leave a legacy, something we can pass on to our children, something that we can hand over to someone else to take that and to show the world what about, you know, what they're missing out on. And so that's why I'm taking it upon myself to teach, to instruct, to do these activations. So it gives people an experience, you know, something they can't read or something they can't see, but we're just telling them, this is what's happening. If you do this and you do this and you follow this direction, you call in this person. I'm starting to write everything down now because I'm discovering people can read about what to do if they have a question. Because when we go into meditation and we do these activations, I can hear in the etheric, well, I don't understand. What does he mean by this? Or, oh, I don't understand. What do you mean? How do I get connected? Oh, boy. Okay. So I forget sometimes because I'm a loose cannon. You know, I'm still a kid in a big man's body. And I can't help myself. Mm-hmm. So I'll go back in, and I corrected it, and I started to talk about, okay, this is step one, step two, step three. This is what you do. And more people that follow that, they get more connected to their high self. My God is different from your God. Your God is different from his God. We all have our separate connections to the same immaculate being, but we're all different. We're different. I was going to say cornflakes. We're all different snowflakes. We're all different cornflakes. And, well, we are different cornflakes, at least I am. But, you know, it's like we're all different. We're all wildly different. We're all our God's favorite, okay? And we're all God's favorite in our own way, in our own connection. We can't look at somebody and we can't want what somebody else has. You got to work for your own. You got to do what feels right for you. And so, again, these activations are helping you to accumulate those experiences, to build up inside yourself that confidence, that experience. You know, today we did the electrical blue light with Rama Anji, but I don't talk about Rama Anji too much because Rama Anji is a sacred spirit. And usually when we're doing mantras, you know, ohms and ooms and Rama in this class setting, we call in those energies on a higher vibration. So, and I've never tried to do that over the phone or over, you know, over the internet and stuff because it's kind of old school. But Rama Anji takes care of the electrical blue light. So right before the activation started, I was talking to the masters who were going to be involved and also Rama Anji to come in and infuse the energy of peace, awakening, belief, and faith into that blue light. So whoever is feeling that today, that's what we set. That's what Rama Anji put into that electrical blue light, you know, to help people feel peaceful, feel awake, to feel to feel true, to feel clear, to feel, you know, because when we're in the moment, from moment to moment, you know, it feels good that we can change in each of those moments our direction or our choices about how we feel. Because there's very few things that we can change about ourselves, and we can't control everything, you know, and all we can really control is our emotions and our choices that we make. And the masters will always be there, the angels will always be there to support whatever decision you decide to make. But they won't tell you what to do. They won't tell you where to go, you know. And I get a lot of people asking me things about yes and no questions. And, you know, those are like a kryptonite sometimes because, you know, I want to say something, but Master Kuthumi just gives me that angel eye. He looks at me and raises his eyebrow like the Rock, the wrestler guy raises his eyebrow. Uh-huh. I mean, I go, oh, you're not going to say anything. Okay, I can't answer that question because, you know. So, and it's hard, but this is the integrity of spirit. This is, they want people to get to know themselves, to trust themselves, to trust their spirit, to trust their high self, and, mm-hmm. and to follow that, you know, and learn to open up and be your own legacy.
Wow.
So.
Well, what a great, that was awesome what you just said, the whole thing. Because you're really talking about, well, there's so much. You're talking about this sharing. You know, you've been given this great gift, and you really are sharing it unabashedly with the collective. You're just giving, and you're loving the connections you're making with people, and people are loving you. And I'm seeing it, and, you know, all these people that are in the community page and the listeners that we have that are listening to the show now and that listen in the future, it's like there's so much love for you, and you share your love, and your personality is so sweet, and it's such a nice blend. And you really, I really feel the presence of the masters and the angels with us, and it's such a beautiful thing. And thank you for the activation today that with the electric blue light, I really connected with that. Yeah, thank you for all of those. So it's so nice. I mean, it's so surprising, actually. It's like, oh, another one. You know, like, oh, another. You know, if I'm not on Facebook, I end up missing things. You know. So what about that? If somebody tunes in later and they go, oh, this happened earlier today, can they still do the activation, or is it too, like, have they missed the boat?
I love that question. I love that. Everyone asks me that. You know, because I got people from Poland. A good friend of mine, Derek. From Poland, and then I have another person in India, and I have another person over in Spain and South America, you know, and they're all over the place, and I love that. And the thing about you understand is that these activations are already written. They're already becoming. They're already ascending. They're already, and it's almost like I get a cue card in my high self. Bing, it's time to do an activation. Okay, let's do it. So I go then, I announce it, and then I channel it in that moment, and they tell me what it's about, what it's going to do, and who's involved. So I do that. So it's already happening, you know. The other night we did a 99 activation. And I'm asking Tumi, why 99?
Yeah.
It's because we're all children of essence, you know. Why not 99? I don't know. Just, I feel funny about putting that on that page.
That was adorable.
Yeah, and he says, no, it's okay. Just tell them to do it this way, and they'll feel it. You know, it doesn't matter where they are, because it's already happening in the universe. And there's no turning back. You know, these energies, these wavelengths, these downloads, these codes, everything, they're coming in different ways. And it's about how we receive energy and how we receive that information. And some of us receive information better when we're asleep, because then when it comes down, we want to control it or see where it comes from or see how much it does or see what color it is or see who's involved. And then we get too tied up in that. So when these activations occur, they're just happening. They're happening all over the planet. And so we can put a direct line, you know, these aren't long-distance phone calls. These are really kind of local. And so we put that line out of that energy, and we bring that energy in that moment. But as soon as we talk about it, as soon as I put it on the that Facebook page, it's already happening. And that just now that you're in the fishbowl, swimming around and getting used to the warm water, kind of feeling out your body and moving your tail a little bit and deciding what rock you want to go into to meditate, you know, it kind of gives you a bit of time to get acclimated and get into your space, get focused. And then when you focus, it's already inside you, moving the energy, helping you with your issues. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you live, under a rock, behind a building, under a bridge, in your car, you know, up in the mountains, in a teepee, you know, around the corner, you'll be reached.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
energy
it could be
has... No
a different
judgment.
Time? Which is so awesome, and it's such a great thing. So it could be, like, if somebody were to do that activation at a different time, they could still do it. Like, it's still
You can do it from
fine,
a year from now.
The time.
Yeah, you can do it from a year from now and still get it.
Right. And also, I guess, you know, with time not really being a linear construct, as we are led to believe, then I guess everything is possible to have in this moment. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he was asking me about, you know, time and space, and he was asking about the Palladians, and, you know, if it's, you know, is that a planet? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I want to tell you about all that. You know, if we had time, I want to tell you more about that. But, you know, and I did tell him some things, but, you know, one of the things that, you know, that we, you know, as a spirit, as a person, as a human being, I grew up with, you know, very powerful, loving parents, you know, who protected my sister and I very, very well. Sometimes a little bit too much, you know, and that was one of the reasons I moved up north, because I wanted to challenge life. I wanted to challenge life because I was getting things too easy. I was getting things way too easy, and I didn't want to be like I was getting things easy, you know, and I could see other people struggling. I wanted to face my fears. I wanted to come up here and strive and survive and try to thrive on my own, you know, and with all the strength and all the knowledge that I carried, I wanted to come up here and do something different. And one of the things I noticed that one of the reasons I moved up here to Mount Shasta was because I wanted to focus on my spirituality. And up here in Mount Shasta, everything is alive. Everything that you give is alive. The water is alive. The grass, the trees, the mountain, the rocks, the land. You know, you can feel songs traveling, you know. You could sit by a river with your drum and just be silent and listen to the lapping of the water on the rocks, and you'll hear women singing. You'll hear drums and off in the distance. If you can get to that place where you can actually feel and connect to that energy, the energy will tell you anything you want to know. How much time do we have to listen? You know, we're always thinking, well, I'm getting too old, or I'm too young, or I'm too this or too that. Always putting conditions on ourselves. You know, it just is. It's always there. Just like the activations, they're always there. It's if you decide to tune in, boom, it'll be there for you, you know. And like I said, and a couple radio stations ago, this is chaotic energy. And chaotic energy doesn't mean that it's going to make you crazy or make things crazy. It means that it's untamed. And so like any wild stallion, you got to tame it. You got to give it purpose. You got to give it love. You got to give it, you know, a direction. So when chaotic energy comes into your high self and it wants to be enslaved by you, you know, in a weird kind of way, you can actually get a cookie cutter of your high self and make it that, you know, or you can make it a dream, or you can make it an inspiration, or you can make it an activation, or you can make it a healing, or you can make it a download. It's all there for us, and it's coming in strong, you know, and what it was, a lot of times if we don't know how to ground ourselves, or we don't know how to have a real high resonating intention for ourselves or for others, and we only think about ourselves all the time, then that energy is going to bombard us with more than we can handle. And then you'll get stressed, start blaming other people before you look at yourself. You start looking at the world as ugly and gross and this and that, and oh my gosh, that person with this, and oh, this person cut me off, and oh, blah, 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 and woe is me. And then we go into that place where, you know, it's hard to come back out of. And pretty much sometimes all it is that you need a hug, you know, or a little kid to come up and say, you know, why is your arm missing, or why do you wear a toupee, or why are you bald, you know, and when you, I get that sometimes. I mean, I have an arm, but one of my brothers does. But, you know, it's just, you know, humor can put you right back into your body, you know, and then you realize that you're taking things too freaking seriously, and you got to start looking at what's true for you. And follow your gut feeling, you know, follow that gut feeling. What's true for me? All right, let's clear my field. And anybody can do that, you know, not just the light workers, not just any old Joe can learn to clear their field. It's just, it's not nuclear science. You know, all you have to do is ask God, hey, you know, however you see God is your high self. Hey, you know, I need some help. Mm-hmm. I need to clear my energy space, and you breathe down your grand cord. And, you know, and we can do it, you know, but it's all out there, it's all waiting, and it wants to be used to our benefit.
Well, that really did work. I mean, the instructions you gave about the activation that you wrote on the community of Ascended Master and Angels page was very good, the way you broke it down. And it really helped me. Now I'm able to have that grounding cord very quickly and do, you know, from listening to you so many times and doing it, it really is coming faster and faster. And I noticed, and I don't know how other people are feeling that are listening to the show and that know your work and that, you know, work with you or students of you, but I'm finding that it's so easy now to have the presence of the angels and the Ascended Masters when I need them. It feels like, even, like you said, they're not giving us yes, no answers, or they're not doing it like that, but it feels like when you ask for, now maybe you have something you couldn't share with us on this, or what's your opinion, because I feel like when I ask for them to help me for the highest good of all involved, then it's almost like certain things that I might want in my ego, I can't even get them. They're not allowed. I can't have them. Like, it's chosen for me, even if that's not what I would want in my smallest. Does that make sense? Like, are the angels doing that? Are the masters actually, like, doing something so that...
Can you rephrase the question? Can you give me a...
Okay, can I rephrase the question?
Yeah.
So the question would be, if I'm asking, like, if there's something that I want, but it's not necessarily perhaps in my highest good, and I'm asking all the time for guidance, please help me. Please make things for me for the highest good of all involved. Please help this person. I'm asking for that at all times. Would that then create a situation where I won't get that thing that maybe I think that I want, but it's not for the highest good?
That's a really good question. You know, I wanted to hear it again because I wanted to hear your sincerity in your voice. I know there's a lot of nervousness in your energy right now for some reason. And so, you know, so I was picking up on that. So I wasn't sure, you know, you were. So one of the things I got when, you know, this is kind of going to be like a half reading, half kind of giving you information about what you're asking me and the masters is that a lot of times when we want something, we don't really want it. Or we want it so bad, we don't know how to accept it. Or we see it and we're just slobbering and salivating over it, you know, we don't feel worthy. And so there's that lack of energy in between receiving, between what we're getting, that stops it from coming to us. It's almost like when you give a healing to somebody, all right, from a distance, and then you want to know how they're doing all the time. You want to know what they're doing, you know, how did it work? Was I effective? You know, your ego wants to know all details. But if you learn just to let it go and say, okay, I did the best I could for that person, and walk away, don't look back. God will show you what you're doing, and that's that building of faith. But what you're asking a lot of times is what we need to do, and this is going to be probably a little bit deeper than what I'm used to talking to people about, and especially on the radio, is that you have the ability to separate yourself from your ego as if it was a completely part of you, you know, actually looking like you, a clone of you, standing next to you. And you can have the ability to jump into your ego and then look back at yourself and see the things that you see that need help with. Because sometimes our ego will jump in to fix things or to say, no, do it this way. No, let's ask this question because I'm feeling insecure and I want to help you with your insecurity. So if you learn to ask your ego or go into your ego and look back at yourself and see what you're doing to change that in yourself, and then, you know, and then pray in that moment about asking to change, because your ego will help you and benefit you for the things that you are most strong at, your strength. Your ego will help you to build up that strength more. But if you are showing weakness or showing doubt or showing fear, the ego would come in and just tear it all up, you know, make it worse than it really is. Well, they'll amplify all those negative energies or addictions or parts of yourself of your character defects inside you. And so what we need to do is that, you know, when you're asking for things for yourself, is completely to separate yourself from your body. See yourself as a flower, and you're the essence of that flower. See the light of the sun shining down on top of that flower, like it's the beautiful, most beautiful, nourishing love energy that you would ever imagine that you needed in that moment. You just have that light coming to the flower that you're sitting in, and you are the essence of that flower. You are the essence of that love. and let that sun draw out you of that flower, and then ask again. Because you'll be leaving a part of yourself behind, but you'll be in the light. You'll be in your sincerity, and you'll be in your humility. And when you can do that, you can come out of yourself that way and see part of your body leaving. It gives you an edge. It gives you the feeling of being holy, of being blessed, of being loved. And a lot of us, when we ask for things like that, we don't always feel blessed and loved. We're asking because we're either fearful, scared, or fearful, scared, same thing, depressed, or feeling separated from, you know. And it's in the receiving of that gift of, you know, imagining yourself asking with all your love and all your heart and all your energy and all your essence that you receive the soul's truth, that you receive that lesson, that you receive that solution or that answer. So, you know, back to your question, you know, it's really important to separate yourself from your ego when you're asking those kinds of questions, because, like I said, the awareness you have about what will block you or what filters out the best in you, you know, you'll be able to, you know, accommodate yourself with what you can handle and how much you're willing to receive. And it takes away a lot of those filters that keep us from receiving what we truly want. Because sometimes we don't even know what we want, but we know the feeling. And we know the shift and we know the change, you know, and that's what we're looking for. Because, you know, it's better to have an experience by any means than something else in your hand, you know. For me, anyways, that's how I live. Did I help you?
Better to have an experience. Yeah, it's just so deep. It's like I'm trying to take it in and then still be the host of the radio show. I think what really sticks out to me is aligning with your soul's truth and, you know, asking from that. And I like the idea of taking your ego and kind of depersonalizing or putting it outside of yourself and asking questions of it. And that would give it less power. Sometimes I feel like it's hard to break through that. Sometimes I can be very much in my mind and not always easy to be in my heart. And when I'm in my heart, then I can really discern between what's true and what's not true. But, you know, it's been one of those weeks, Matthew. It's been an interesting week of depth, real depth of like searching, looking at myself and, you know, being with you and being in this space right now. It always brings me to an even deeper place. And so I'm just really grateful for your presence here and your guidance. And I might have to listen to that again.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's something I've been really, you know, teaching in the last couple months is really teaching people, especially on the one-on-one instructions, how to clear themselves. Because right now the collective is so bunched up in different areas is that we're taking out other people's knowledge, not God's knowledge. And the way you can know that is because once you take down the information, you start getting irritated. And the feeling of that presence of God leaves you. And now you're in your mind, and you're trying to do things without asking for help, without wanting to be a part of anything or be part of anybody's community. You're just trying to do everything by yourself. And when you come into that place where you want to do things on your own and by yourself without anybody's help, you know that you just accumulated somebody else's collective thinking. So in order to move that out of your energy field and get into that direct thinking of God, of light, of mastership, of angels, spirit guides, master teacher, master guide, you know, it's a you, we, and us world. We start thinking about others, what we can do for others, how we can help others. You know, I noticed the other day that I was driving from Costco with my brand new glasses. I was coming out, and I see her all the time. I see her sitting on the corner all the time. And for whatever reason, I didn't see her for those times. But when I put my new glasses on, I saw her. But I just didn't see her. I felt her, and I saw her face. I saw that she looked, you know, really, really tired, and she wasn't faking it. I know I see a lot of people who ask for money who are faking it, you know, and they're just going back to their apartment and, you know, spending the money they get, putting their sign away. And this lady, I could tell she was, you know, so I reached in my pocket and I grabbed out some bills and I didn't know what it was. I just handed it to her and I left. And then right there in that moment, in that giving, I knew, you know, I knew that for some reason, you know, God put me in that moment to give that to her. And she's the way she just told me, you know, God bless you, thank you for this. I could see in her eyes that she was just starving for that connection with people. And maybe it's not money. And maybe it's a connection. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that we need from each other, just to have a hello or a hug or, hey, my name's this, or, you know, I'm a cornflake, you know, whatever. So it's important, you know, to really be true to yourself about the right, the good energy that is for you and not just for any old Joe, you know. And the moments that you learn to clear your field, clear your chakras, clear your mind, and do these activations, you'll find yourself in a blissful state, not judging, not criticizing yourself, not worrying too much. And, you know, and you're going to go in and out of that. It's just life. You know, we have experiences bundled up in our, and it's just life. And, but it's also your responsibility to really take hold of what you carry inside you. And really, really let yourself, love yourself to that place where you can just open yourself up. You know, Easter's coming, you know. Yeah. Hello, this is the time of resurrection. And that not only for Jesus, but for everybody, you know. Jesus is looking at me.
Right.
Don't say that. No, well, you know, I'm just using that as a metaphor. Okay, so, yeah. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're resurrecting ourselves into
who's
a new
talking
life.
Over that? How many of you guys are talking
well,
over there?
I kind of raised some eyebrows when I said that right now, so I better stop that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So is anybody ready for readings or?
Let's get. We have so many people, Matthew. Let's check this out. It's like all of a sudden, woo! It's a ton of people. So. You know, I love hearing from you, but maybe we should get down to business here, take some calls.
Sure.
I know you like to do your – do you want to do some kind of –
Yes.
You know,
yes,
I could keep commenting, but then it'll keep us talking and talking and,
okay.
So you take over. And then I'll – let me know when you're ready, and then I'll take the first call.
Okay. So my prayer right now is for all the people who are getting ready to lose loved ones. All the people who are getting ready to let go of their aunties, their uncles, their grandfathers, their grandmothers, their fathers, their mothers, their children, their cousins, their nephews, any of their relatives, or just lost one of their relatives. And this prayer is for you. So I ask you, angelic light of God, descend down and bestow upon us your beautiful divine love and light to help the energy to subside within us, the grief and the energy that keeps us from loving ourselves or loving the universe or loving you. Help us not to disguise the promises that we make upon ourselves about the things that we want to do or learn to have or wish to have or wish to do, but to give us the experience of life itself, to live from us, to dwell from us, and to open up the path of that experience to help to teach us how to be ourselves, how to walk in beauty, and how to love everything that is in our surroundings, including nature and children and elders, including each other on this beautiful planet. Help this energy to reach across the planet, to bond and unify all the people upon Earth today, Grandfather. Great Spirit, Great Mystery, Source and God, Mother God. Thank you for all the beautiful trees that stand up in our ceremonies waiting for us to come back this year and to give honor to those trees and to these dances and these ceremonies. We want to honor today our ancestors, the ones who gave their life for us to be here today. And to share this medicine, to share this love, and to share this energy with all the people here on planet Earth. We give thanks today for our life and this way of life, for this beginning, for this resurrecting, for this nourishment of life, new life coming through the springtime of everything coming in and sharing their nectar and their smells and their colors with this planet Earth and all the people that reign on this beautiful planet. Help us today to stay grounded and to be in our hearts today, and for all the people receiving readings today and all the people listening to receive your love, to receive your honest beauty and divine purpose for their lives and for their children and for everyone they touched today, Grandfather. Thank you for this time here talking to you right now and for the masters and angels that are present and coming in and to bring in the energy for all the people being worked on today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your light. Thank you for my life and everything that you provide. So let it be. Master Gethumi, Duwal, Kol, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Radgill, Jobiel, El Moria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, White Buffalo, Catwoman, Geronimo, Sidney Bull, Krishna, Mary Magdalene, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Solaria, Asteria, Grandma Lilianti, Olga, Master Toth, Master Ayubi, Master Kwan, Ganesh, Sananda, Nityananda, Muktananda, Maitreya, Sai Baba, Maha Chohan, Ganesh, Isis, Mother Gaia, Pele, St. Anthony, Master Moses, St. Francis, Jezebel, and their Palladian Light Council, I ask you to come in through our highest house today and dissolve any negative energies that are standing in our way from receiving our path today, to give us the unlimited amount of love to create the balance and to bring beauty into our lives, even though where we live doesn't matter, where we come from, how we are in this moment, to change it to the next and to live from moment to moment with ease and with love and understanding and miracles. Help us to dissolve the negativities that block our passage in this way of life, and help us to see the truth within ourselves and to teach this to our children and the future children to come. Thank you again for being present here today and helping CJ and helping all the people who listen to this radio and other radio stations and all the people across America, to all the other light workers, to all the other medicine people, to all the other shamans, and to all the people who are trying to build community and raise a vibration on planet Earth. So let it be. Okay.
Let it be.
Let rock. No.
All right. Thank you so
let
much.
Rock.
I just I just want to say thank you for to everybody for the healing that we helped. I don't know if people helped you. You had that toothache, and we had to cancel the show on Tuesday, and then you were able to come back today. But I'm so glad that that worked. Whatever people have suggested to you, the oil pulling, and the so
yeah,
hope that your
yeah,
teeth
I was,
keep getting better.
I felt that day, and I forgot to say that to everybody. Thank you for doing that for me. I felt like I was walking around with sandbags on my back all day, heavy and hunched over and tired and achy and sick, and my head was throbbing and my ear was hurting and all that stuff. And then by 4 o'clock, I was standing upright, giggling and laughing with my kids. And then it was just then I realized, oh, my God, I don't got any more pain.
Wow.
You know, like, whoa, hey, whoa, that, hey, I didn't even, when did that go away? You know? It was just night and day. By that time, I was like, wow, that was awesome. So, yeah, thank you for that. That
wow.
was awesome.
That is so nice. Yay. I love that when that happens. So, all right. So the healer is healed, and he is ready to channel some awesome angel master beings. Okay, let's take the first call. Gosh, which one? I will just take this one, 406. We have a 406 number. Hello, you're on the C.J. Miller Show with Matthew Bueno. Hello? Hello, 406. Can you hear us? You're live. All right. Well, if we can't hear you, maybe... Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold, but you can please listen to the show. Sorry, we can't hear you. Okay. Let's go for the next one. We'll go for 307. We'll try this one. Hello, 307. Hi.
Hi, CJ. My name's AJ.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
I'm really good, and I just love to listen to Matthew. Hello to Matthew tonight.
Hi, AJ.
How's it going?
What's AJ stand for?
Well, you know, I don't have a specific question. I actually did earlier... But when you started into the show, you kind of answered it. It was kind of about the Community of Ascended Masters Facebook page, and I've been following that, but I feel like I've been behind catching up on it. And so I had a question about that, but you've already addressed it. So anyway, I guess tonight, I don't know if you have any way to just read anything that you might see with going on with me, or I did have another thing that I was thinking about. You know how we all have daily affirmations? I've got different things written all over the place right now, and nothing, well, they all resonate with me, but I'm wondering, I guess, if the masters and the angels have a very specific affirmation that I should be really focused on right now. Is there one that's more important than another? And if so, if they could let me know what that would be.
Okay. So do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. I want to connect to God, connect to the masters, and I want to put pink, purple, and white light around you, maybe some orange for some more energy and peace of mind. So basically, when you first came on the radio, you know, and I started looking at your energy right away, the other thing is that we always have to ask permission for whatever we do. But when you come in onto the radio, it's like the game's on, you know. Whether you like it or not, we're going to look at you. And that's the joy part of this. When you call in, you're taking a chance on yourself. And you're bringing that affirmation to yourself. You're stepping into your power, and you're asking for what you want. And they want to say thank you for that, you know. Sometimes it's hard to ask for help, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's really good to finally do it and feel good about what you did. So just basically real quick, the first question you asked is whatever we saw. And that's the first thing that we looked at, and we wanted to take care of this red dot on the back of your head. The back of your head is where the eighth chakra, sometimes when you have issues, the eighth chakra will come down and sit behind the back of your head. And it's like a red flag, and it talks about a lot of family paradigms in your life that are subsequently bringing in energy that you don't need. So almost like over-access energy. Overabundant energy that's overwhelming, that's stifling, that's smothering, and it's causing you to make decisions that you don't really want to make. And it's like driving you like bonkers about, you know, making harsh decisions about things that you're trying to complete in this lifetime. And sometimes you just got to breathe and just sit back, have a bowl of menudo, chill out, you know, eat something or do something that's going to lay you out or get a massage and feel good. And so what they're saying is that Archangel Michael and Master Hilarion are going into your crown chakra right now. And they're going to clear out some of this old male dominancy energies inside your familial paradigms. Archangel Michael says, you know, sometimes in life, you know, people put more pressure on us than they do on themselves. When people don't feel like they're finding their goals or they're doing the things they want to do, they start blaming everybody else around them, and then we feel like a pawn and not like a person. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. I'm listening. Go on.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure checking with you, see how things are going, and then as I'm telling you these things, I'm not going to leave anything behind. Everything we're telling you is what we're dissolving in your mind and in your familial paradigms. So, what this will do is, after they're finished dissolving these energies in your familial paradigms, is that you'll feel a plethora of energy of pink and energy of white light coming into the back of your head, and it'll just start cleansing everything. Out of your body, out of your chakras. And Mother Mary just chimed in right now. She says, you want an affirmation about how it's going to heal and help and benefit you throughout the day to change the way you feel. Well, this particular healing that we're doing on you right now will change that too. Because whenever you try to build an affirmation, every affirmation that you come from within your heart is true. And everything that comes from you that is sincere is true. And so we don't have to pick and choose any charms or special messages or any magical wordings that come together to make anything true. Because if you're coming from a place of dread and tired and depression and mad and fear and so forth, then your affirmations aren't going to have any kind of agility or generating power. But when you release yourself from these energies that cause these feelings to uprise or come up to yourself, come into yourself and come out, is that when you remove those energies, all you have left is God. All you have left is your light. All you have left is your energy, your spirit. And for you, she says, it would be better for you to make up a song that talks to your heart. You know, it could be a lullaby, something that you remember, something. And then from that point, you'll start to feel that unconditional love, that energy that lives within you. And whenever you make a song, you have to. It's always going to be true to you. You can sing it in the shower. You can sing it in your room. You can sing it in the car. You know, whenever you're by yourself. But it's important to come to a place of humility and sincerity. And then everything you say will have meaning. All right. So they're clearing all the energy out of your crown chakra. Okay. And Solaria is actually not Solaria, but Asteria. Asteria works with the intricate functions and blueprints within the chakras or energy parts of your body. And so she's going in to recalibrate some of the energies in your heart chakra. She says that a lot of times as human beings, we have a tendency to take in love from everybody but not allow ourselves to know anyone. We just randomly allow people in our lives without really, you know, looking at what their intentions are. So a lot of times she says we have a tendency to take on other people's negative energies and we become a sponge to those stresses. And so you have done that. She says that you have a lot of energy stuck in your etheric and around your angelic in your crown chakra. And again, just to reiterate, the three energy levels or three layers in your field is the etheric, the angelic, and your spiritual. The etheric field is all the memories you have about your childhood until now as an adult. And your angelic field is all the belief systems you have around God, spirit, angels, mystery. And then the third layer of energy is your mission on the planet, your karma, things that you're here to do, you know, things you're here to remember, finding confirmation or validation for the work well done and really being confident in that and taking God's truth with you. And so they're working on your crown chakra right now, pulling the energies out of your crown in the back of your head. And it looks like there's been some lifetimes where you've been impaled in the back of your head, in the back of your neck area, by something really sharp and heavy. And so Ashtar just came in and Metatron. So they're taking this huge thing out that's been blocking light from coming in from behind your head. So this is awesome. There was more there than we thought. We just saw it as a red dot. Now it's this huge, you know, steel thing that's in the back of your head, some kind of anvil-looking thing. So we're pulling that out. All right. And now they're clearing that energy up. Can you sense that happening, AJ?
I'm just feeling very peaceful and listening and feeling just joyful to hear this.
Okay. So do you know what a grounding cord is?
Yes.
Okay, do you have one down today?
I should have done that before I called, but I know how to do
It's okay. It's okay. Let me just get Mother Mary to come in and do it for you real quick, because I want you to feel the flow of energy flowing through your body, and that what that does, it helps you with the experience of what you're receiving from the Masters. You know, this is not about me. You know, this is something we do almost every day for people. I want you to get to know God and the energy that you carry for yourself. Not from what I carry. I want you to experience it for you. And so
right.
When you have a grounding cord down, you can separate your mind and negative feelings. And when those energies go down your cord, they'll transmute themselves, come back into your energy field as they were first made. You know, because God made everything pure. As humans, we change it. We change it into something bad, or we make it into jealousy, or we make it into this or that, or, you know, we try to control it, you know, and it can't be controlled because it's pure. But when it filters through us, we make it into something else. So when they transmute the energy that's coming from your high self or anything that we're clearing in your body, goes down your ground, transmuted. And so when the energy goes down your grounding cord, it becomes transmuted and it goes back into your field. And it helps to provide a feeling of confidence, a feeling of support. And so they're clearing all that energy out. And they're finding a lot of red energy that's in your crown, too. So a lot of this energy that they're pulling out is old negativity that's been in there from maybe your teenage days, teenage 17, 16, 15, 16, and 17 during that time. And there's a lot of rebellious energy in there, which I completely relate to.
Yeah.
And so they're pulling all that energy out, and it's been stopping you. It's been stopping you. You're a natural healer. AJ, you're a natural healer. You have Reiki or some kind of energy that's coming through you now, but they're telling me that you have all these blocks of energy that are stopping the energy from coming through your body. So now they're working on the back of your neck, and this seems to be all derived from the back of your neck, top of your head, and they're pulling out all this energy that's been blocking you for a long time, and you're like a natural nurturer. You're a nurturer. You'd be a great mom. You know, You're just a natural giver, natural nurturer. I don't know how else to put that into words, but the energy that's coming through you, it's like I could see Gaia with you, Mother Nature, she's there. She comes in different forms. And I see a hummingbird behind you, and a deer is walking up. And the deer is saying that you need to learn to be kind to yourself. You know, beauty isn't everything. She says you need to stop telling yourself that. She says you need to be kind to yourself, you know, and be able to look within yourself and to change the things that you want to change. And so, yeah, the hummingbird is something about being busy all the time but being sacred at the same time. Don't let
anything
yourself get
Raven,
too overwhelmed.
By any chance? Because I've got a lot of ravens around me right now.
No. If you want to private message me, Dad, we could talk about that another time. But,
okay.
Yeah, raven medicine is something completely different, and that's
okay.
something we need to talk about another time. The energies that are being helping you right now are the energies that they're talking about right now. Okay, let me just ask Master Thumi real quick about ravens real quick and give it in a short version then a long version. Okay, so he says ravens actually, he said to go ahead and tell you a little bit. And so ravens actually have powerful medicine. They're able to be on both worlds. But if you don't know how to control your ego and you don't know how to control what your truly needs are and you're trying to, like, cut corners and do everything really super fast to get what you want right away, that will work against you. So when you're in your heart and you know your medicine and you work with the herbs or you work with sage or you work with cedar or you have sweat lodges or you do things that you're giving back to the planet or giving back to earth and you're honoring yourself through a song or you're honoring a tree or land, you know, Raven will come and teach you things about what the plant is saying. But if you're in your ego and you just want things to show that you can get things, Raven will work against you. So that's the fine line that I was talking about. And so anyways, that's something just to learn from, you know, that lesson. And so let me just get Mother Mary's putting gold light around your head, around your body, down into the earth, and wrap it around the golden bowl three times and bring it back up around your body. Take it into the sun, wrap it around the sun three times, and bring it back down around your head, down around to your grounding cord and connecting it there. All right. Very good. Thank you, AJ. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, AJ. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thanks so much for calling. Bye. Okay. All right, then. Very cool. Let's go on to the next. Are you ready for the next call, my dear?
Yeah.
Matthew? Okay,
uh-huh.
Excellent. All right. Excuse me. All right, let's take this one. I think this is an international call. 01141 415. Hello. Hello. You're on the CJ Miller Show. Hello. Can you hear us? All right, then. On to the next. If you'll just stay with us, you'll be with us in spirit, and we'll move on to our next caller. This one is a 224 number. So, hello, 224, are you with us? Hello.
Hello, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? What's your name?
I'm
dear
fine.
Caller.
My name is Lloyd Gerstorf from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, it's Lloyd. Hi, Lloyd. Lloyd,
hi,
how
are you?
We know you, Lloyd Gerstorf from Hot Springs, Arkansas. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I wanted to thank you for the way you host. You're just, you partake in every call, and yet you come back and you can be a host. It's quite a talent.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Matthew, what do you got to say to Lloyd?
Oh, hey, Lloyd. What's happening?
Oh,
My older brother, Lloyd, he's my older brother. I adopted him a long time ago, him and his daughter.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot because of you, a lot of releasing of past stuff. I'm living more in the moment and being grateful and joyful, but I had a couple bumps in the road. I was burglarized on Saturday, and it's okay. I've been able to work through it and get rid of the fear, but I still have a little bit of anxiety. And then last night, I got a low blood pressure crash and fainted. So, and then I had extremely violent dreams last night. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on, if you can see anything.
Okay. Do I have your permission to connect yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a lot of abundant energy coming into your future. And so what you need to learn how to do, Lloyd, is to learn to start manifesting the things you want from the energy that you've received already. And sometimes when you are working with chaotic energy, it doesn't always match to what you are feeling inside. And so when you can go out of your body and think more on a higher self feeling, an energy of your crown chakra, an energy of inner light, when you can start to focus chaotic energy and creating a life for yourself, visualizing something in the future that doesn't have a bunch of darkness and a bunch of fear and a bunch of craziness, you know. Have forgiveness in your heart right now. Just have forgiveness in your heart about the person or persons and whatever their needs were, whatever their intention was, you know. And right now, as you're doing that, I'm going to put me and Master Cthulhu, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Lady Nada, Mary Magdalene, and then go to your house right now, and we're just going to put a dome of light around your home, and then put medicine around your home, and just put a whole bubble around your home all the way to connect underneath your house. And then Geronimo says that he's going to put medicine in your floor to keep those energies out. And he says one of the things that you can do, Lloyd, is that you can, I don't know if you know how to make prayer ties, but what you
do
is that you do know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you make 7 red prayer ties over each of your doors and windows, and you put prayers in there in each of those prayer ties, and then and just hang them over your doors about keeping that energy out, and then you'll be able to protect your own home. So right now, let me just go up to your house right now. Okay, and put that energy. And this is going to be a swirling energy that they're bringing in. Uriel says that the swirling energy will raise the vibration in your home, because sometimes in your environment, it can also make you have bad dreams because of the heaviness of energy that person or persons left behind. So he says that you are very gifted. He says you have the tendency to draw on other people's thoughts and energies. You know, there was a lot of fear and anger in the person that came through your home. So it could have been like the first or second time they've done this. So he says that the swirling will take the energy of your home, of the energy out of your home, and to help you have better dreams and help you to facilitate that and to feel better. And so they're putting a grounding cord from the center of your home, 6 miles down, 6 miles up, 12 feet wide, to gravitate and pull the energy in and send it down that grounding cord to become transmuted. So all the energy that's lingering in there is going to be transmuted back to light, back to harmony, back to peace, back to love. And just keep having forgiveness in your heart. And Mother Mary's going to come behind you and put her hands on your shoulders. She says, drop your shoulders, Lloyd. Just don't stress. Just drop your shoulders. Be comfortable. Okay. What am I saying okay for? You have your shoulders up by your ears, Lloyd?
I did.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why I answered for you. It's a habit. I'm enabling. Okay. All right. So she's putting her hands on your shoulders, and she just says, relax. She's helping you with your blood pressure. And she's taking your second and third chakra energies and raising it up to your heart chakra. Now she's rubbing gold and green light into your heart chakra. Okay. And she's pulling out negative energy out your behind your heart, with your left hand, and putting it down your grounding cord. And Archangel Michael is putting his hands around your head and make it a golden afro of light and bringing it around your ears. And Saint Germain has come in. Oh my gosh, they're all coming in for you right now. They're putting light into your third eye, clearing out everything that you might have seen or brought up energies from your past lives to make it like triggered by this episode or this thing that happened. Okay. Yeah. And so way deep down inside, Lloyd, Archangel Michael says you have this tremendous amount of guilt inside you, down between your throat chakra and your heart chakra. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go down into that area inside the deal and start pulling all that energy out. And there's something that you did in a past life that you regret, and it actually feels like you're getting that back. You know, you're feeling like you're getting that back because of this burglary, so it's triggering you. So it's bringing up all these emotions in you, and it's causing you to feel like, when's this ever going to end? I thought it was gone. I thought it was done. So they're going into that past life with you right now. And they're pulling all that energy out. Can you sense that happening, Lloyd?
Yes.
Okay. So just breathe down your grounding cord, pushing everything down your grounding cord. Have forgiveness in your heart. Love yourself. Forgive yourself. And Solaria just came in, and she's going to go ahead and clear your field from conflict. Okay. And they're going to start the electric blue activation with you because it's still prevailing around you. And they're going to bring that electrical blue energy back into your high self and into your body. She says that when you start any kind of activation for you, it's important to feel like yourself like a Hoover vacuum cleaner and suck it into your high self and send it all throughout your body. Suck it into your high self and send it throughout your body. She says when you do that, you put your you start to activate that energy field around you to respond to what you're giving it. It's when we don't know what we're doing in these activations that we start to feel separated from it. So when we respond by giving back to our bodies already know what's happening, but it's our mind and our heart that have to be in tune with it. And that's just for you. That's what Solaria just said. So they're doing the activation again with you with the Rama Anji electric blue light to clear out some of the energies around your body. Are you starting to feel better?
Yes, it all makes sense.
Okay. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Matthew.
All right.
Thanks, Lloyd. Thanks so much
Thank
for calling in. And
Thank you.
I hope everything, take care of everything, you know. Many blessings
to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Stay connected. Oh, we love you
I will.
Too. Okay. Bye, Lloyd.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, that is so nice to connect with the people that I've met on Facebook and are in the group, and that's so nice. All right. So how are you doing, Matthew? Are you ready to? We have so many people in the queue. That's why I'm just like I want to take a whole bunch, but I want to be conscious of you and you know your pace. And are you ready?
I'm good.
Okay, great. All right then.
My nose accidentally touched the mute button on my phone, and he's like, "Whoa, he's not answering me. What's going on?" I look down. I go, "Oh, my nose touched the." Because I have an i4 phone that I'm using, so I touched the phone. I touched my nose to the phone, and it turned off the mute. So I had to re-explain everything I said in the last 5 minutes. That was funny.
Oh,
all right,
no.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, your nose must be really big. No, just kidding.
Nice, nice. Thanks for that. Yeah.
We got a little Pinocchio going on here.
Oh, here we go. Right. Yeah, just eat it up. Go ahead.
All right, let me get to this caller thing. I was, you know, I was looking at the numbers. I'm like, eeny, meeny, miny. But this is what my daughter does. She's 4 years old now. So every time I go, which one do you want, Sophie? She goes, hold on a second. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a time. Then she goes through the whole thing, you know, every time. Like, so, all right, I'm not going to go through that. I'll just pick a number. But I have this one in mind, this 530 number.
Uh-oh.
5-3, I know, I thought it might be near you somewhere. 530-591.
Hello,
you're on the C.J. Miller Show. Hi,
it's Maritza.
Hi, Maritza. Oh, can you turn down your volume of the show because I can hear myself. It's like an echo.
I don't have it on the radio or anything.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Oh, it might just, maybe,
yeah.
maybe it's just the phone. Hi, another one from the
yeah.
group. This is so nice. And you guys were like so far away in the line. That's very interesting. I'm just magnetically attracted to you. So nice to meet you too. So.
I'm glad to be on. All my guys were coming in before, and I was like, uh-oh. So yeah.
How exciting. Well, listen, go ahead. Talk to Matthew. I'm so excited to hear from you, Maritza. Have a beautiful reading.
Thank you.
Matthew. Yeah, sure. So, Matthew.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just waiting for Maritza.
Oh, so a couple things. I just wanted to kind of see what was going on with my lower chakras and kind of the disconnection with my heart and why I have so much trouble channeling information that's beyond me.
Okay. Hi, how are you, Maritza? Long time
I'm
no
awesome.
See. What about all that? Hi, Maritza is one of my good friends. She comes here and visits me, and she drops off gifts, and now she's all about business. What's up with that?
Sorry. I know there's a lot of callers, so I, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. And the other thing about Maritza, she's very psychic. She just hasn't read the manual correctly, but she's learning, and she's doing her first class on Friday. So I'm very happy to be proud of you, little sister, for doing such a good job. And she's taking a couple of my courses. And, yeah, so, yep, we go way back. So, okay. So you're asking me again, then the master's what now?
What's going on with my lower chakras and with the disconnection of my heart and channeling.
Do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so let's take a look. So there's a lot of energy around your solar plexus blocking you. Mother Mary says that. Mother Mary. No, make me laugh. Okay, she's shaking her head, and she says that you have a tendency to really rely on what you think you know, rather than what you feel.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
So,
I have to cut in, you guys. I have to say, Maritza, you have to mute yourself while you're listening to Matthew. Otherwise,
okay.
It's too much of an echo.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Okay, now go again, Matthew. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. So she can hear me, right? So, but
mm-hmm.
So she can't complain. She can't complain about what I'm saying. Okay, great. All right. So so in your third chakra, I'm just kidding. In your third chakra, you have a block about things that you think you know, and really not things that you feel you know. There's a difference. So when you get nervous, a lot of times that you go right up into your head and you start to channel energies that are not resonate with who you are. And so what happens is that those lower frequencies come into your body and they start clouding everything that you're learning. So you got to remember that, you know, the first things first, grounding yourself, keeping yourself in fifth dimensional thinking, protect yourself. And ask for a blessing. Ask for a blessing from God or from Jesus or from any of the masters that you feel connected with more. And clear out your field. Clear out your etheric, your angelic, and your spiritual. And then when you clear out your field, you're able to feel and discern what energy is true for you, what energy belongs in you, what energy, you know, is supposed to be inside you, and what energy will help and assist you and be your ally for what the changes that you're trying to bring for the people, for yourself, and to bring yourself into a more knowing feeling than just guessing. And, you know, a lot of time, and it's okay, you know, because we're all learning, we're all growing. And so Mother Mary right now and Archangel Michael are down there in your third chakra with Maskathemi, and they're unveiling some of those energies. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and talk to your chakra, and because it is spirit that lives in each of your chakras, all right? So I'm going to go and talk to your chakras and see if your chakra will tell on you. Okay, so I just asked your chakra, what's going on? And your chakra says, well, I'm afraid. I said, what are you afraid of? He said, and then your chakra said, well, I'm afraid about being right. I said, well, what's wrong with being right? Because I don't know if I can handle being right, because when I'm right, I feel like I'm bigger than myself, and then I get away thinking that I'm all that. And I don't want to go down that road. How do I keep myself from feeling egotistical or feeling like I'm all-knowing? So, okay, so Archangel Michael's going in with Asteria to go into the intricate parts of your third chakra in the back. And so what Asteria is saying is that there's a lot of feelings in your body about not being loved, not being cared for, not being supported, not feeling connected to someone special. And so a lot of times, Maritza, and I'm going to say this because I love you and I'm your brother, you know, your friend, is that sometimes all you have is yourself. And if you get to know yourself better, you know, love yourself more, take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of what you feel is true for you, then you can start feeding yourself the energies that are right for you. And then when you meet that person or you have that connection with somebody, a friend, and then it grows into something else, you'll understand it more because you worked on yourself. And that doesn't mean that you have to constantly be working on yourself and processing. It means that you need to nurture yourself more. To give to yourself means to give yourself attention and nurture yourself by words, by feelings, by things that you are inspired by things that, you know, like your writing. You just write more. Teach more, you know, and you're going to do that this Friday, and that's great. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of feeling about being distant from yourself happening, and, you know, and so Mother Mary, Jesus Christ, I have another angel coming in. I've never seen her before. She's coming in, and they're going to just fill you up with their love from your high self into your body. And as you are feeling this energy coming into your body, Maritza, I'm asking you to have forgiveness in yourself. Forgive yourself. And forgive whoever else hurt you. Because when you forgive, you open doors. When you don't forgive, you close them. So remember that. So when the energy, it's already coming in. So as the energy is coming in, just feel yourself sending it out to your etheric. Clear your etheric. Clear everything out in your etheric and send it down your granite cord. Let it fill up your angelic. When you feel your angelic being filled up by that golden, purple, white light, send it down your granite cord. And then again with the spiritual body, let yourself be filled up with it, and then send it down your grounding cord. Okay. So your third chakra looks nice and clean, no caffeine. And we're going over to the second chakra now and seeing what's blocking there. And so there's a fear in your second chakra about what's standing behind you or who's helping you or who's talking to you. And this fear is about really not knowing who you're drawing into your space. And what I'm going to say to you is just, you know, I'm just going to let you know it's really important to really call everyone into your high self and know who they are when you're talking to them. Make sure that they're at the level of Mother Mary's love and higher. You don't want anything else lower in that vibration or else they won't help you and you'll just be kind of be stuck in the same place. You want to be in the vibration of Mother Mary's love and higher. Okay. And so there's a fear behind your heart chakra about what's standing behind you because I guess there's been some things in your past that weren't so good and happy and strong. It was dark stuff. And I remember talking to you about that a while back. And there's a fear, there's an imprint there about that coming back and worried about if it's going to be watching you or destroying you or causing trouble in you again. So Archangel Michael and Astar are going in with Master Kwan and they're going to be, they're dissolving the imprint in there, in your back there. Master Ayubi just came in, and I was having a hard time saying his name, but Master Ayubi, he's an African-American, beautiful man, and he talks about tantric energy and using the energy of creativity and using the energy to unfold the bliss within your mind, he says. When you can breathe energy of light and love, of perfection, of God and strength and spirit in that second chakra, you breathe it up into your head, he says, and you send it out the top of your head up to the universe, and you create yourself into a blissful state. Which when you can finally move energy out of your second and third chakra, you start to feel immediately this change occurring, he says. So he wants to help that. So I'm going to ask you to ask Master Ayubi to come and work with you. And learn his technique, and learn his energy, and he'll teach you. As long as you listen with your heart and not your head. Okay, so going down to your first chakra. And I'm unveiling that. I'm going down your first chakra and just ask your chakra straight up. What's happening? Okay. Third chakra is afraid of being right. Your first chakra is afraid of being wrong. So you have this imbalance going on inside your body. And I asked your first chakra, well, what are you afraid about being wrong about? And then your first chakra said, well, it's just going to validate everything I already know about myself. So there's a lot of insecurity down in your first chakra that talks about insecurity and not feeling like you are who you are, what you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. It's like almost like you're guessing if this is the right path, it'll all work out. You don't do that. Know that this is the path that you're on and do everything you can to persevere. Always work through your stuff. Always move forward. Always break down walls. Always pray for yourself. Always pray for others, you know. And the more you do that, you persevere. You move forward. You're always unraveling, unveiling, you know, invoking, activating. So it's important to be really in that place of perseverance. When you're in perseverance, you know, you're in the moment and you're moving forward and you got all the support of the masters and the energies to help you. So they're clearing all the energy out on your first chakra. I ask you, can you feel that? But you're on mute. Okay. So Master Gathumi is sending down a purple cord of light down through the center of your body and to remove some of those energies. Again, the Ashtaria came in with Auntie Olga and they're saying to do the electrical blue light activation again. Not as you're driving, though. You might want to wait unless you're not driving. I'm just going to, okay, they're opening it up now. All right. She says it won't hurt you. But just let yourself feel the energy of electric blue coming through your body, dissolving all the energies that you just described or that we just described happening in your body and releasing that grounding cord. And remember, so tomorrow when you get up in the morning, when you ground and you protect yourself, ask the master, Ayubi, to come in and help you to remove energy out of your body, send it to creation, and make it magnificent. And that should help you. Especially tomorrow, I know it's a big day for you, and we're really proud of you, and we're going to be thinking about you. So we'll be in Sweat Lodge at that time, and, you know, so we'll be sending out some prayers and some songs your way. Thank you, Maritza.
I am muted myself.
Oh, oh good. I was hoping you would.
Yeah, I just wanted him to finish, but I'm feeling a lot in my lower abdomen.
Okay. Jade. So does it feel better, or does it feel like it's still moving out?
It feels like it's still moving out.
Okay. So you're not driving, right?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. So let that go out of your body. Just keep breathing out of your body. And they have already started the electric blue activation with Ramahanji. So
okay.
Just let yourself feel that coming in and use that energy to back up whatever else you're doing. And use Master Ayubi to help you, you know, learn how to move the energy up out of your first, second, and third and out of your crown chakra. So you can start to increase your energy more. The more energy that you have in your body, the more that you can look at the lower vibrations and remove them from you. It's easier to let go when you have more divine energy and light coming through you than having lower vibrational energy. If you're trying to climb a mountain, that's not there. So it's important to know that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And everything resonated that you said.
Okay. Thanks, Maritza.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling, Maritza.
Bye.
Much love to you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good night. All right. Wow, that was totally at random. I just have to tell you, that was not planned. I didn't know either of those numbers. Isn't that funny?
Sure.
Like I'm psychic or something.
I know. Like you're hypnotized.
I can't say anything about this next one. An oldie but a goodie. We're going to take this one directly from Kauai, Hawaii. Hello. Hello, you're on the CJ Miller Show.
Hey.
I love you too. This is Helene Lipson, everybody.
I haven't spoken to you in so long. I'm in my tent. It's a miracle I was even getting through. I saw a message that your show was going to be on, and I was just listening. I was listening to Marissa's reading,
Yay.
And I was loving it. I felt like it
that
was for
so
me,
cool.
too. It really touched me. So it's so nice to talk to you, CJ. I love you, and
Yay.
I love you, Matthew. Yes,
I love you, Lainey.
It's been a beautiful time. Here I am, and with my darling Princess Kelly is listening, too. Hello, I miss you, too. So, hi, everybody.
Helene Lipson is a host of on N5D Radio, and everybody probably knows Helene Lipson, also my co-host on Cosmic Current. And
so
she's
nice.
In Kauai right now, on location in Kauai.
Matthew, yes. I'm wondering if you have any messages or anything that would be helpful for me to know here. And hello, I miss you too, Matthew.
Jeez Louise, Helene, really?
Really?
Okay.
I also have,
you put me on the spot now. I guess I gotta answer that. Okay.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, I only have one bar. Yes, you do, and it'll only be brief because I don't know how long I'll have this connection. So this is a dream come true.
If we lose you, I love you. Have a great time.
I'm glad that you're in Kauai. I'm glad that you're having a good time. Thank you for the pictures and for the good thoughts and the things that you've been helping with. Yeah, thank you for all that.
Alright,
so go up to your high self, blah, 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 and check in. You got some sand in your hair, so I'll just let you know. Okay. Okay, that's good. Let's do that then. Okay, so my Auntie Olga is here, and she wants to come behind you. My Auntie Olga, by the way, she's about 12 feet tall. Her hands are probably as big as a frying pan. A huge frying pan. And she wants to be in your energy field right now, and she wants to place some symbols. We did this earlier today with people placing symbols on their hands and then on their forehead, and this is what's coming to you for right now. And they want to energize you into your next level, your next level of aspiration, next level of goal, of energy, of frequency. And so she's going to help you vibrate into that next frequency. Okay. So she's putting two symbols inside your crown chakra and the ninth chakra, and she's putting another two symbols in front of your heart chakra, in your etheric and in your angelic field. And then she's putting one big symbol in your lower back, in your between your first and your second. And now she's going to activate you. And how she's doing this is that she's singing in her mind through telepathy a tone of light to Master Balatron. Master Balatron is sending down a frequency in your energy field to start the tones of light. They use these tones of color and energy and frequency to help to raise the vibration. It's like it's almost like being in a garden with fresh tomatoes and grapes and all this luscious fruit. And it's like it just draws you there. You can't help it but go there and want to try some out, even though if there's a gate or... You know, but this doesn't have gates. This is free for you. And so your body automatically wants to eat and crave and love the food that's coming in. So it comes in like these vibrations of blues and greens and purples and violets and lavenders. So these energy and golds are coming in, and they're all feeding the energies around those symbols, but not in the symbols. So what you need to do is that right now you need to look at your third eye and visualize a purple rose inside your third eye. If you have to open your eyes and look at a purple rose, then close your eyes and see it in your forehead, do that now. And as you look at the purple rose, put light around that rose, and then feel the energies. They'll start to swirl around those parts of your body. They'll start to swirl around you. And then as they swirl and pick up momentum, one big swirl will start to, and whoever is around you. And just let that energy go down around your body. And then as you feel the energy outside you, rotating with that light, I want you to look at your purple symbol and then draw the energy into your field, into your heart, into your mind, into your throat, into your organs, into your heart. Sai Baba says, and tell her to dance. I don't know what he means by that. Tell her to dance, he said. Left field. Okay. All right, so tap dance. So as you feel the swirls coming around your body, breathe those energies in, suck them in into your organs, your physical body, and then draw them in into your aspirations, your goals, your love, your unconditional love. What you're looking for in a man, what you're looking for in yourself, what you're looking for in your, you know, in your goals, what you're looking for about your lifestyle, what you're looking for in where you want to live, and who do you want to draw to? What do you want to create? Pull all that energy in. Fill yourself up. Like I was telling Maritza, the more that you draw into yourself, the more higher you become, the more lower energies you want, it won't bother you. You'll be able just to kick them to the curb and just walk on. you know, and you'll know exactly who's in your field that you need to be supported by, and the people that are not supposed to be in your field will just walk away. And it'll be beautiful. Okay. So, Master Kuthumi is bringing Atlantean energy into your third chakra, and he wants you to really relate to the tortoises and to the dolphins where you're at. You can get a boat ride or find something about the dolphins. He says the energies of the dolphins will really give you, even if you sit on the beach or, you know, and just send the energy from your solar plexus, from your high self, and send it a beacon of light into the ocean to all the dolphins, you'll call them to you, he says.
Yeah.
And once you start to build that relationship with telepathy between you and the dolphins, there's a whole new level of understanding ready to be understood.
It's really cool. That's what's going on. That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly, we just, I just sat with a seal a little while ago. And I saw the tortoises yesterday and the whale yesterday. So, yeah, it's been awesome. Oh, today the seal. And I'll be doing that. I'll think about that and working to call that in. The climb there.
So those symbols are going to stay in your field. And just, you know, just they're just like they're going to stay in your field for protection and for drawing in more energy. Because right now you're bringing in more good karma. A lot of karma coming into your life is all good. And this is like about a six-month period of all good karma. So, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It feels good, and if it looks good, just thrive in it, you know, build it, make it something.
Oh,
so
thank you so
the
much.
The next 6 months
have...
you'll be able to be set good, you know?
Oh, that makes me so happy, and I love it. The dolphins and the turtles, they'll be my constant companions in my, and thank you so much for such a beautiful reading. The best part even was just hearing all your voices. I miss you guys.
Oh, that's so nice that we can hear you. Such a treat. I usually talk to Helene every day, so at least once, and I haven't talked to you in days and days, and so...
I'm in a tent. I was meditating and then saw a message that said about your show, and everybody else is at the Heiau. That's a pre-Lemurian temple that's out outside, and I just laid back, and then I started. I just called in and just listened to Matthew's show, and I can't believe I'm talking because I only have one bar.
Can you believe that?
It's really weird. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I am nowhere.
It's like, I'm like the holiest of lands. You had to call in and listen to the C.J. Miller show with Matthew Bueno for a lift.
That's the truth, but
we're all connected. We're all connected, and that's a beautiful thing. I felt like I was sitting with you guys when he was reading for you. I was like, I'm like holding her hand, and I'm holding his hand, and we can all be together. On the beach or
dancing, and we've been doing a lot of that, and there's a lot of moving and dancing, and I can't believe I've amazing time. So I'll tell you more about it. But
I'd love to keep hearing about it sometime.
But we'll keep the show going, and I love you all, and thank you so much.
You're very well. Did that help you?
Well, so again, it helped me a lot, actually. The dancing and the symbols. We saw a with your Auntie Olga coming and the symbols, we were talking about those symbols last night that looked like concentric circles, a whole bunch of them. So you were just like picking up on every drop of our conversation, even down to the dancing while integrating things. You've been totally, I mean, this has been very out of the box. It's probably been my best trip yet as far as connecting with nature. And so every little thing that you were saying was totally tied into either things I was doing. And like the exercise with the rose and the swirls around me, I felt really connected. Mm-hmm. Just the best thing about this, though, I like felt a heart connection with both of you and your listeners. And it was just nice to connect and really feel it. So I appreciate it so much. You know I do. I love you guys.
Aww.
Love you too, honey. Thank you.
Aww.
We love you, Helene. I mean, you're such a big part of our community too. And
what a beautiful community
it
is. What a beautiful community.
It's true,
growing.
And it's It's growing, exactly, and it's growing, and it's becoming exactly what we envisioned, and everybody is creating it. We're all creating it together. And
thank you so much. TJ, you're awesome. Yeah. I love you so much, okay?
Oh,
bye,
I love you
everybody.
So much, too, Helene. Bye.
Have a
beautiful trip.
Rest of the show.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going to keep listening to the show,
soon.
And I'll
okay.
talk to you
okay,
soon.
Sweetheart. Okay.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I miss you. Bye. All right.
All right, Irene.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
All right. I said goodbye. I got her off. Okay. We love you, Helene. Okay. It's just a big love fest. All right. Like I said, the other ones I didn't know. That one I knew. That one I knew. How can you not know
yeah,
your best friend's phone number?
I just want to reiterate real quick. Just as Auntie Olga was doing the mm-hmm. symbols, she says that she was talking to Master Kathumi. You know, I'm watching mm-hmm. the whole conversation up in my high self, and they're asking that all of you who are listening who haven't done the electric blue energy activation today, they want to do that for you right now. And just mm-hmm. real quick, it'll just take me 5 minutes. It's already happening.
Great.
So what you need to do as an individual who are listening to this right now, if you're just looking at the radio or just staring at the radio, you know, I want you to sit down and put your hands in front of yourself as if to receive. And my Auntie Olga is going to come over to you, and she's going to put something in your hand. It'll feel heavy or feel light. It'll feel magnetic or energy. And then after she does that, she's going to put a symbol on your third eyes. And she can be in 1,000 different places all at the same time. So as you feel the energy happening on your third eye, a tickle or a buzz or a pulling at your third eye, your hands, and you feel your hands get hot, close your hands underneath you. And then as this electrical activation occurs, what it's going to do is it's going to clear out all the energies in your high self. Whether you're listening to this now or you're listening to this a year from now, this is what you can do for yourself because this activation is ongoing. And once it starts, it doesn't stop until each person is affected by it. And so how you know it's working is when your feet start to throb or your feet feel like they're stuck to the ground or you feel the energy of buzzing or swaying or flowing throughout your body. And so as the energy comes down through your high self, it's going to clear out some of the debris and energies that have high self or your crown chakra that causes you to feel blocked from God, to feel blocked from your angels that make you feel blocked from your ancestors or blocked from your true high self and your medicine that you carry. It's important, she says, to really realize that when you think too much, you are on guard. But when you feel, you're an open vessel to receive God's love. So when you think too much, she says, you're always on guard. And when you're in your heart, you're an open vessel to God. So feel in your heart right now and just look at your heart become really bright gold and just access the energy and breathe it down into your body. And if you don't have a grounding cord, simply just see a line of light going into the earth and plugging in to the center of the earth and just breathe down that cord of white light. And just take that like 6 or 7 breaths and just wait until the energy feels like it's filling up your body and just keep sending it down your grounding cord and keep giving thanks for what you're receiving. So again, no matter where you are in the world, you know, wherever you're living, in a ship or in your car or in your home or wherever it is, if you're living anywhere in the world, you too can access this energy. Okay. So as that energy started, I'm just going to pull myself away from it. Okay. Any more colors?
I'm so sorry. I was like in a, I was in a bit of a daze listening to you.
Did my nose hang up on me?
No. I muted myself for the, I was like, oh, this is so relaxing. And then I just, I kind of forgot. Sorry.
Okay.
This is the pitfalls of being the host and actually doing what you tell us to do. Mm-hmm. I got to be on my toes here.
Yes,
there's quite a few callers.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to take some calls here. Why don't we go with this 831 number?
Santa Cruz. Wow.
Santa Cruz? Is that Santa Cruz? Hello, oh, yeah. Santa Cruz. Are you with us on the C.J. Miller Show?
Yeah.
Hi. What's your name? Hello? Hello? Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, can you speak up?
I don't think she hears us. All right, maybe Santa Cruz is just listening. We love you, Santa Cruz, but we're gonna mute you.
Dang.
Okay.
I still live there. Okay.
I'm muting. Santa Cruz moved. Isn't that funny? As I was about to tap her on the shoulder there. I know you used to live there, and I used to live close to there. I love Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go with, 313. We don't know where this one is, but hopefully. Hello, 313. Are you with us on the C.J. Miller Show?
With
hello.
You. I am. Hello.
Excellent. Hi. Speak up. What's your name?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight. Hi, do you have a question for Matthew tonight, Dwight?
Yes. I'm very concerned about this Egyptian lifetime that was mentioned to me before.
Okay, here's some more information. Tell me what you're talking about.
Somebody mentioned that I had prompted the Egyptians to start building a civilization or whatever, and I wanted to get some confirmation of or any more additional information with that, if it's possible.
Okay. I'm having trouble understanding what you're asking me, but you know what? I'm just going to go into your high self and just check out to see what maybe your high self can tell me more, like your chakras. And so I'm going to, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So go to your God, go to your tears, and go to your high self. Okay. And just go to your crown chakra real quick. Okay. That's good. That's good. So Metatron wants to know why you want to know. Dwight, is it something that's impending, that's something that feels true, or is it something that's bothering you, or is it something that you want to work through? What is it?
Well, I mean, I want to figure it out, I guess.
Okay. And so did we do this reading for you before, or did someone else do a reading for you before?
Someone knows.
No one knows?
He said someone else did the reading for him.
Someone else.
Oh, okay. Someone else. All right. So let me let me put some pink around your body, because you're like, I can see some fear and some other stuff going on in your crown chakra. I'm just put some energy around you real quick. Is it okay to do that for you?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what's going on with that. It happened before.
Okay. So let me go in and ask Metatron. So Dwight is saying that he has some past lives about being in Egypt. Can you give me some clarity on that? Okay. So him and Archangel Michael are going back in time. I know I said that out loud, and I just realized I did that, but it's okay. So they're going to go back in time and look at some of those energies that that you were talking about in your past life. And, as long as we have an intention, because if it's bothering you or it's causing problems in you, holy mackerel, okay, I can feel all this negativity coming in right now from your high self. So we're going to start pulling all this energy out of you and sending it down your grounding cord. So Mother Mary's going to go ahead and make one at your grounding cord. So just bear with us for a minute while we do this work and just clear up some of this energy for you, Dwight. All right? Just hang back. This is for you. Don't worry about nothing. No one's going to judge you. You're in a safe place. All right? So let me go ahead and we're going to start just creating that grounding cord. We're tapping into something here that there's some old negative energy way back there. Kind of disrupting your life, blocking you, intimidating you, and it's not letting go for nothing. All right. Okay, so let me go ahead and put white light, purple, and green around you. I'm taking you to my workshop and putting you right there in front of my, on my pedestal there, and then surround you with more light. Okay. So we have an entity in your energy field that I got to get rid of first. Because it smells really bad. It's like it stinks. And it's like it has like a smell of foot odor and the BO and all this stuff. And it's okay. You're in a safe place. I'm calling Jesua, Jesus Christ. That's to Buddha, Ganesh. Also, let's call in Saint Germain, and let's call in, and Geronimo's coming in right now. And my uncle Red Cloud is coming in too. So there's something here that's been here for a while that's been projecting images of where you've been to people that have not been true. So for whatever reason, they're trying to keep you in limbo. And so we're going to be cutting this thing off of you. This thing is connected to your left side of your body, your right side of your lower back, behind your head, and right there behind your left shoulder next to your rhomboid area, right there in your back. So we're going to go in there first, and Ashtar is going to disconnect those energies from you first. And this thing that's been here for a while, it looks like it just got activated, like someone woke it up but didn't know how to get rid of it. And so it's just lingering here in your angelic field. And so all the Nasters and the angels are coming through right now. And calling. So we already have, I have some of the medicine people here right now. So they're putting energy into this thing and pulling it out of your field. That I got to look at your karma to make sure that there's no more going to come in, and just see if there's any other contracts or any stuff in your Akashic files that could be bringing this stuff up. Okay. Okay, so as they're pulling that energy out, we're going to be taking all that energy out of your back and the imprints behind it. All right, and you have another one down in your second chakra. All right, so we're going to go down to your second chakra real quick.
Okay.
And this thing is like about fear. This thing is about fear. It's about intimidation. It's about fear. It's about blocking your senses, blocking your field of integrity. It's like it's almost telling you the wrong thing to do. It's like it's giving you insight about things that don't exist, and trying to confuse you into not following your heart and not doing things that you need to do. So Jeshua just came in.
Uh-oh.
He was Jesus Christ too, but he works with the angelic side of your high self. So he's coming into your etheric body, into your second chakra, and he's removing all that energy of being tied up, being tortured, energies about being tortured. I'm glad you called today so we can do this for you. I'm glad that we were able to help you and do this work for you, because you needed this for a while now. All right. There are no mistakes, you know.
Right, no coincidence.
Okay, yeah, exactly. All right, so we're pulling all this energy out of your second chakra from behind. And what we're doing is that everything that's connected to you is coming from behind, which talks about your future. Everything on your back is in our belief system, and the way that we work is that everything in your back is your future, everything in your front is your past, because you can see your past, but you can't see your future. So these things attach themselves to you to try to get you off your path and not take you where you need to go, to give you. So when you're walking in your power and you're walking in your light, you know, it's like, you know, you have abundant light, man. You have, like, you know, a great amount of energy that you can access to yourself. So they're pulling all that energy out your back. Pele just came in. She doesn't usually work with us, but she is. Probably because we talked to Helene, I'm not sure, but she's going to put some energy of fire in your second chakra to burn out imprints in your second chakra. Okay, so they're pulling off the last of that energy in your second chakra, bring it back into your field, to your high self. All right, so that thing has been disconnected. Archangel Michael's taking this thing up to God. Let me see if I can get some history on this thing that was there. It looked like a gigantic octopus with a lot of hair. It was kind of ugly and smelly and stuff. And all right. Oh, okay. What nationality are you? Can I ask what that is? What your nationality is?
African American, I guess. Some Indian.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was a voodoo curse. That was a voodoo curse that was on you. Somebody put a voodoo curse on you. And you know, I work with people who have curses and voodoo and black magic and charms and all that stuff all the time. And Archangel Michael said it was voodoo. There's something energy in your field that you carry that they wanted to shut down because of the light that you carry. Ooh, feel that coming out of my energy field too. Okay, can you feel that happening? Can you feel that release happening there, Dwight?
Yeah, I did through the whole process.
Okay, good, man. I'm glad. Okay, because, you know, when you first call, you sounded really angry. And usually when we come in on these shows, it's like, you know, there's this reason why you called, and I'm glad that you were able to have the courage to go through that with me. So let me look again to make sure that everything is gone from you, okay? All right.
Okay.
Here I am answering myself again. All right. All right. So, all right, go back to his high self. So I'm going to get Mary Magdalene and Lady Nana here. I want you, can you guys, all right, they're already doing it. Shining green, pink, and orange and gold light through your body, pulling out all the energies and only any fragrances, because it started with the fragrance. Okay, so when you're attracted to a fragrance in your nose, it's like you're opening up an energy in your field. And if there's a and somebody who knows what they're doing to put this hex on you, they'll put it in that smell, and they'll allow that to be a portal to send in their negative energy. And then from the inside out is when that thing comes and grows from you, because now it knows your personality. It knows your weaknesses. It knows what you're trying to do. And so whoever did that, right now I'm just going to make a prayer for my high self and just send that person a lesson. Because we don't do no harm. I'm just going to send them a lesson and just send it to them. And it's a female who did it. I already see that. I could see the energy signature right now as I'm doing that. And Jeshua said that, and Archangel Michael both said they're going to take care of it. Okay. So let's go ahead and look at your field one more time, make sure everything's clear. Okay. So was it really about the Egyptian past life, or was it about something else?
Wow.
Right. It was definitely, it was been an unconscious thing.
Yeah. It's okay, though. You know, whatever got you here is mm-hmm. Why you're here, dude. It's just, you know, and we're just grateful. We're grateful that you called, grateful that you hung in there, grateful that you were able to allow us to take that thing off of you. You're a brilliant soul, man. Your soul is mostly gold, which talks about you. You know, you're somebody who's a strong leader. You know, you carry a lot of purple and blue in your high self, and that you're very, you know, intelligent, very focused, and you have a lot of beautiful energies and support from your ancestors. All right? So I just want to let you know that, too. You just, you know, kind mm-hmm. of put some icing around what had happened and just let you know that you're a really strong person.
Thanks. To remind me, I feel grateful more than. Yeah, something was. So I had that feeling before I even knew you was going to pull me from the queue. I just started getting this anxiety feeling. And I could easily have been the last person or not even put on. I didn't know. And it was pretty weird that was, you know, the anxiety kicked in really strong. Then it dissipated as you went through the process. So I wonder if that was through somebody who wasn't conscious, like female from a past life. Like maybe it was just like reactivated in this lifetime when we got back.
You are right on about that. It was about two lifetimes ago. You were right on. You knew that already, huh? Yeah, it was two lifetimes, and it got activated by something that you're learning or relearning or deciding to do. It got reactivated to try to stop you. And let me just really quickly look at to see if it's in your family. No, it's not in your family. It's just in you. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if that was a part. Well, maybe, you know, like being associated with people, but basically there's no point in also learning. A lot of stuff is my fault as well, like putting myself in a situation or doing something.
Let me look at you. Let me just quickly look at your Akashic files, make sure that something, whatever you got triggered by or it get triggered by, that, you know, that nothing else is going to do that for you. All right, so let me look real quick. So Master Kutumi says this was the last one. You've had three of them before this. You got cursed three other times, other lifetimes that you've been trying to get through, and this was the last time. So every lifetime that you've been in, someone has always helped you through it. And the trigger was that whenever you accelerate in a higher dimensional thinking, whenever you bring in energy to your high self, it gets triggered, because whenever you spread your wings, you know, you're gonna be seen. Whenever your light goes on in the dark, you know, they're going to see your light. They're going to want to put that out. So, you know, some of the lessons that you're going through right now is that you're building yourself to become stronger. You're building yourself up to become more clear, more understood. And you're walking a good path, you know, and you're coming into your own, like a mastership part. You're coming into like mastering something in your life, and you're coming into like this place of leadership, and you're doing something in your life that's really making waves. You know, you're making impact. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You know, one of the medicine people that I used to talk to all the time, he says, you know, when you're getting kicked out of sun dances and you're getting kicked out of sweat lodges, you're on the right path. Because you're making people think. You're bringing, you know, you're bringing upheavals. You're causing things to switch and to change. And people don't like that. You know, they want to follow their will or their egos. But we know better. You know, we follow spirit. You know, that's the most power that you can have, is when you can follow spirit. And so that's what it feels like to me, is that you're following spirit. So good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that.
That understanding is strong to me. It connects really strong to me, the understanding, because I was just getting into my spiritual path more than ever in this lifetime. And I just noticed, like, it was, I know it's like a lot of things, empathic type of things, but I was trying to figure out myself over the past few months, like, you know, but I can pinpoint it, like, is it my neighbor? He's an alcoholic. Is it his demons or some people, other people demons? You know, but yeah, I could tell someone, it was more like from somebody, because whatever it was, it was really giving me a lot of problems. I'm feeling more open where I kind of worked myself up to before.
Yeah.
So that's some good news.
You got my number. I'll announce it again on the radio.
Okay.
If you need to be one-on-one with me or something like that, you know, call me anytime. We could talk and we could discuss what we can do for you. If you want to go deeper, if you want to learn, you know, whatever. Let me know. You know, you sound like a good guy. You sound like somebody who would be really good at what we have to offer. And if you want to, just go to www.ascendedmasterangels.com and check out my website and see if it resonates with you. See if any information in there, you know, feels like it's meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then my number again is 530-276-3642. And Monday through Friday is when I work my weekends off with my kids. So,
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because this is such, you had such an intense reading, Dwight. It's like such a, and not just a reading, but like this big, like a psychic surgery type of thing. So I would think that maybe to do follow-up, speaking to Matthew again off air would might be helpful, because it's a big deal. I can feel the energy difference in you from the beginning of the call, that for sure. So that was very intense.
Yeah, definitely. I feel
great.
It's definitely with surgery in a little time.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and definitely, check out Matthew, and also you could friend us on Facebook, Matthew S. Bueno on Facebook, and check out the community
community
of Ascended Master Angels. Yeah, so thank you so much for calling. Much love to you, Dwight. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Okay.
Good night, Dwight.
Good night. Good dreams.
Bye.
Oh.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Wow. Wow.
Wow, that was really great. I'm glad that he
was
called.
Really,
man. That was
really intense. Me too.
I was glad that he called.
Oh, my
called.
Gosh.
That was good. Yeah, those were heavy-duty entities, you know, and those things can really, really create havoc, mm-hmm. especially if you're learning something in your life and it's a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And then they come in and they just tear it up. They make it something that's not. And they put illusional thinking in your mind, and they cause you to get off your path, because they're trying to block you from your truth, you know.
Right.
And I smelled it right away. As soon as we went up, I smelled that thing. And, you know, because I'm part coyote, and coyote, we smell a lot of things that aren't supposed to be there. You know, I have that, you know, that other sense of smell. And, you know, when they call, I could feel the intensity of that anger coming through his energy field. So, yeah, I'm glad that he called and we were able to meet him. So thank God.
Really, that's so different. I mean, that's the first call like that, and that he wasn't really like asking for that. You know what I mean? That was really, wow. And I could definitely energetically feel a big difference from the beginning of the call. Like you said, there was a feeling of anger, even though listening to him at the end, he wasn't like an angry person.
No, not even. Not even. It was perfect.
So
it was just,
So basically, this is like an entity thing. So the entity can kind of get control of a person's feelings or their feeling state?
They attach themselves to the nervous system and the people, and they can find out their weaknesses. If they're more of a thinker or a feeler, they can tell what that is. You know, like us, I need the same kind of power to look inside people and to see what there needs to be changed. And then I have the masters come in and take care of it. So, you know, they use the same kind of energy to get into people, but they stick to it. They start to feed that person what they believe they need. And as soon as that person feels that power, they draw it in closer and closer and closer, and pretty soon it becomes part of their energy field. But because Dwight's energy was so high, and because he had a really, really higher frequency than those negative entities, they stood out. You know, they weren't able to veil themselves in this field to where you have to really search for it. You know, you can really see them standing out because his energy frequency was higher than theirs. But they were trying to drag him down, cause him to have, you know, headaches or aches and pains or the feeling of distress or, you know, blocking him from whatever he's trying to understand. So, you know, that was perfect. You know, I'm really, really happy that he called. And, so that was powerful.
Yeah, that was great. It just goes to show you when you're doing these healings, too, that you might just be working on one person, but that is affecting other people. I mean, it's directly affecting the field. And so it's like creating an energy ripple that benefits all of us. I definitely feel that. So listen, I just want to talk about the time here, because it's now 11:01, and it's been 2 hours, 11:01 East Coast time.
I'm about to turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah, and I know. They don't stay, you know what I mean? It does start to be. So can we take one more call, or should we wrap?
Yeah,
what do you think?
That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Let's try one more call, and then we'll have our wrap-up time.
Yeah, the 831 number came back.
Oh, did it come back? Yeah, it did. There's an 831. Let's try them. 831. Hello, 831. Are you with us? Hello? 831? No. They're just listening, I think. It sounded like I was hearing like a rocking chair, that they're like sitting in their rocking chair, they're listening to the show.
Okay,
how about this number, 630? I'm going to take this one. 630, are you with us?
Hi! Yes, I am.
Hi. Hi, who is this? What's your name?
This is Mia.
Hi, Mia. This is CJ.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, thank you for calling.
So excited.
Yeah. So go ahead, talk to Matthew. Go ahead, do your thing.
Well, I have anxiety. It comes and go, and acne, and I'm not sure if it's related.
Okay. So what is your name?
My name is Mia.
Mia. Okay, Mia. And do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. All right. So I'm connecting to God, connecting to the masters, and going to go into your high self. I see that there's a lot of blue light around you. So are you doing the activation, too, at the same time?
I'm sorry. What is an activation?
We started an activation for all the callers here today with my Auntie Olga, and the activation consists of electrical blue light that comes into your field to help to erase the dissolved energy.
Yes, I did. I was holding my hand out. Is that, I didn't know.
And so I see all this blue light around you. So I'm just going to have to kind of swim through this blue light to get to your body, because there's a lot of energy around you. Have you fashioned a grounding cord in your lower back?
Yes, I do. I ground myself every day.
Okay. So let's just, we're going to reiterate with your grounding cord. Can you make your grounding cord like 3 feet in diameter for us as it comes out of your energy field?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. Oh, perfect. See, now I can see you. Hello. Okay. So your question again was that you had anxiety?
Yes, and acne.
Acne?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that so loud. All right. So So I'm going to there. Let's call in. Let's see who is here. So Metatron's coming in. All right. So there's this. All right. There's some kind of film around your etheric field. So let me see. Metatron's coming in. Metatron's helping you. Okay. Tilling it off of you. Tilling it off your right side of your face, the right side of your body, and down your arm. Okay. So Mother Mary is saying that a lot of this anxiety that you're feeling is coming from somebody else in your life. It's like someone who's trying to be in your life or trying to be close to you or trying to get your attention, and they're throwing a lot of energy at you. And so what's doing is causing you to feel like you have to go inside or hide inside or feel like you can't be yourself. Does that resonate with you?
Well, I am an empath.
Okay. So, but does it resonate with you?
I do pick up energy easily, release it.
Okay. So we're going to go into your etheric body and just start cleaning the energy out of your
mm-hmm.
etheric field. And what it's doing is that it's triggering part of your inner child about being in your mind too much. And your inner child is saying that it's pointing at her head. She's pointing at her head, and she's pointing at you. She thinks too much. Tell her to get out of her head, she says. So we're just going to go into your brain for a minute and just recalibrate with Master Kwan and just maybe bring the impact down to your heart chakra rather than your crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So you can practice discernment about what comes in your field and what's not supposed to be there. So as an empath, you know, when you feel an energy is coming in and you feel energies, make sure that your grounding cord has the program of transmuting. When energies are being transmuted through your grounding cord, it comes back into your cord the way it started. Every energy begins with God. And what we do with it, we change it, we filter it, we make it something else. And so as it filters through our body, it becomes something else. And as it goes down our grounding cord, it transmutes and comes back to our body and gives us that pure feeling, the pure energy, pure love, pure understanding, pure clarity. And so, and it helps us to feel more confident in what we're doing and to feel effective about what the gifts that we use in our life. Okay. So Archangel Michael says you have a lot of blocked energy around your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this energy is causing you to misjudge where your trajectory is, where your projections are going.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you misjudge your projections, you have a tendency to draw upon you the people who are not in your highest good or in your highest mm-hmm. vibrancy or your highest resonance or frequency. So there's a veil in your angelic field, 8 inches in front of your face, and it goes around, probably around your heart chakra area and all the way around your head. And Archangel Michael's taking that off. He says that's been causing you to feel like you're not tapping into the person or persons that you're trying to help with clarity or understanding. And so there's a little question there about what you're doing to be true for you. So he's unveiling that and taking out. And just to let you know, too, Auntie Olga, she's also using her energy complexities. How do you describe that? Okay, so there's lightning bolts coming out of her fingertips going into your energy field, and it's decreasing the energy that allows you to draw in lower vibrations, and she's
mm-hmm.
raising your vibrations into your angelic and your spiritual field, and now they're just going to wait on your etheric until we're done. All right. Can you sense that happening?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to draw the energy that you feel around your body right now, that you're feeling all that energy, I want you to draw it into your heart chakra and then send a line of light of gold, pink, and blue from your heart chakra all the way down to your solar plexus, second, and your first, and then down your grounding cord. And just send it down, keep sending it down like a river as she puts it into you. And that will help to clear the disruptions of energy been going on in your field, causing acne, causing anxiety. Because once you know what you're doing and you're not being triggered all the time, your body's not going to react and respond by having a rash or something happening in your body. So let me ask really quick, Master Kuthumi. Okay. So Maskutumi says that you have this really advanced energy inside you that you don't know how to use yet. So every time you invoke it inside you, it causes this feeling of anxiety to come up and come out because it's like, oh, my God, how do I turn this off? How do I turn this off? It's like, you know, it's like turning on the faucet and then the top breaks off and you can't turn the water off. Right? And you put your toe in it, you put your nose in it, you put your thumb in it, and you still can't stop it from coming in. They're giving me that metaphor in the vision. So anyways, so basically that's what's been happening. And so when you get anxiety is when you access too much power. So in order for you to raise your vibration, you need to start to clear your field a lot more of other people's energies and anxiousness because you have a wild, beautiful, unique, rare gift. More than it's like a vibration. It's like a hum, like a real deep hum. And its energy origin is, it looks like Atlantean and Lemurian mixed together in your, you know, in your fields and mostly behind you. So it's something that's coming into your future. And this energy, you know, you're going to meet a shaman or a medicine person or a teacher that's going to help you really bring that energy out of you and to use it in your practice, in your daily life, and learning how to manifest the things that you truly need in your life and not want, need in your life. Because sometimes we want so much, we want this, we want instant gratification, but it's never anything that really will nourish us, or, you know, we start to become insatiable because we don't know what to ask for. So this will help to cover all your needs, basically, you know, once that's happened. Because this is your soul ascension right now. You're in this lifetime in your soul ascension. So soul ascension is like finally understanding what you're supposed to do, and then once you understand it, when you leave this planet, you get to move on and evolve, and you get to choose if you want to come back or not. You know, that's the beauty of it. When you're in your soul ascension, this is one of your last lifetimes on this planet, and you can able to move on from this planet or come back and help the children of the future generations. It's completely up to you. So that's good karma. You got a lot of good stuff coming into your high self, but you got to learn how to raise your vibration more to understand the impactful energy that you're drawing into your high self. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
I hope so, because that was a lot I said.
I've been thinking, I've been wanting this to be my last lifetime.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, and a handbag with a golden noose and a golden, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is amazing. So much confirmation.
Good.
What I've been feeling.
I have to just chime in and say, wow, I was listening at the end. I was like, oh, my God, that's really intense what he's telling her.
Yeah.
Wow. Mia, you do have a really big energy. I felt your energy immediately when we took your call. You have an important job here, too. It sounds like whether you choose to leave or what did you say? She could leave, but then she can come back, Matthew?
Has the choice of coming back. If she wants to, she can come back as a master teacher or somebody to, you know, like to really help the people, the children. We have the indigo children in this lifetime, but the next layer of children is going to be something completely different. And so she's going to be able to wake those kids up with what she carries inside.
So this advanced energy that I don't know how to use yet, because I will meet, you said, like shamans or teachers who will show me?
No, there's somebody coming into your life that will help you to bring that energy up and to raise it, but you need a lot of, you need some responsibility, the way you use your energy. And, you know, sometimes you need to really kick your ego aside or drag it behind you for a while until it knows who's boss. and then when that happens, you come into humility, and then your teacher will appear.
Okay. Well, is there a meditation or a guide or an angel that I can call to guide me?
Okay, let me ask. Metatron said he'd be happy to guide you.
Oh, this is awesome. Mm.
Yeah,
All right. Wow,
well, thank you
so much. This makes it so much easier now.
That's so
okay,
nice.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Mia.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.
I've been looking
for
this reading for like so long.
Oh, Well, you know, stay with us. Tune into the show again or check out Matthew's website, ascendedmasterangels.com, and join the community. And Matthew's awesome. So I'm so glad you called. And you're the last reading. We got you in. So this was very special. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I feel good now.
Hey. Oh, good.
I have so much answers for myself from just this short reading.
Oh, good.
All the confusion is just gone.
Well, please keep us posted. Let us know if any other exciting things happen in your life as a result of the shifts here. It sounds like you got some interest. You know, keep in touch with us. Okay, my dear. Thanks so much for calling, Mia. Much love
to you.
Thank
you. Have a great night.
Okay.
And much
you
love
too,
to you. I love you.
Oh, we love you too. Good night, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, such powerful people, powerful readings,
so many
healers. It's so cool.
I'm glad that we're networking with really people who, who are vibrating higher. You know, we're getting a lot of mixtures of a lot of different people in the different audiences, and that's the way the energy works. You know, the energy calls the people. I don't call the people. The energy calls the people, and it's for whoever needs the. I did a channeling the other day with Sai Baba, and he talked about, the different levels of people, and sometimes when channelers or when a master or somebody like Sai Baba is channeling through me, I have to really practice discernment and make sure that what they're saying is not going to be harmful. But at the same time, Master Kuthumi tells me to let go completely, because if you don't let go, your own personality will get involved in what they're saying. So I just let it rip, I just let it all come out, and then with some long words that I go, what does that mean? Does that mean, oh my gosh, I hope that's right, because he talks so fast, and I can't type as fast as he can talk, but I have to remember, and then he stops, and then I start again. And so, he did say something about people who are awake and some people who are not, or something maybe the weak or the strong, and there's a lot of different people who judge themselves as being weaker or not stronger, and there's some people who are just natural-born leaders, like Dwight, And once you validate that, did you hear him change? It's just like, this is what I'm doing now, And it's perfect, everything that we're doing, we're all on the same level. We all carry different energies, We all have different totems. We all carry different animals. We all have different trajectories. We have different time frames that we're here on this planet to do the work that we're here to do. But we all matter. We all matter. And the energy, when we work with the energy of this type of energy that we're working with today on the radio, and if it draws you here, and if you're just deciding that you're just going to listen and just not say anything on the radio, God bless you. And just I hope that, whatever we say today and whatever the Master said today affected you as well. And we're here to share and care and give all that we can to this planet, to you, and to make beautiful, to make beautiful people understand that they're beautiful. I know that sounds corny, but I'm a cornflake, like I said, so it just happens, So
it's
just
so
really
sweet.
Happy to be able to be here today, and my birthday's at the end of this month, and then I'll be like big 47, and I'm having a class in May 16th, 17th, and 18th. I'm going to be teaching the first course, level one of the shamanistic healing class here in Mount Shasta. So I'll be able to give you time, place, and all that information on my website once I get that up and get the program written out and stuff like that. Because the masters, they just sometimes don't even want me to plan. They say, have a class. I go, what am I going to teach? Just have a class. Okay. So like anything else, you just got to go fly that seat of your pants until you get there, and then everything will be revealed. So it's just really, really good that they work that way, because there's no plans. Everything comes at random. And depending on the energy that people bring in the collective, that's what we'll do. So there's many things we can do to raise the vibration. So we're really happy to be here. And my mom and my Aunt Melva are listening today, so love to you guys. And my sister Nicole is listening, so love to you too. And anybody else that I know, I love to you, all of you. Thank you for being here today with us to celebrate this beautiful, beautiful Thursday on this beautiful planet.
That's so That's so nice. It's so pretty. It's like just the sound of the truth, and you're very generous with your loving energy, and it's just so beautiful. And I just want to say thank you, Matthew, and thank you to all of your angels and guides and the masters, and thanks for being here with us and gracing us with this beautiful energy and doing all this healing work. And it's so nice to be here and with this community that we have listening to us, you know, now and then on replay. And, you know, like you're saying, some people, they can't even listen in the time that the show is on because they're in Europe or somewhere in the middle, you know, it's the middle of the night there where they're sleeping. So they're always listening to the replay, but the energy is the same. The activation will still affect them the same way. And the love definitely translates at all times. And, you know, and I just feel so much better now than I did before the show, because I was definitely in a weird space today. So thanks so much, Matthew. And thanks to everybody listening, because I really do feel the love from everyone and everybody's energy. It all comes together, and we're co-creating this new realm, this new earth, and it's a beautiful thing. So,
and also, I just want to real quick put a shout out to Lisa Williamson. She's one of my inspirations. She has a unique gift, and I just want to say thank God for her and for the work that she's doing on this planet as well as Deepak Chopra, and our Dalai Lama, and for all the work that all these high people are doing, and I'm glad that they're following their hearts. And also, you too can do the same. You know, you're no different. They just have different energies, and they know who they are. And that's just really phenomenal that they're on the planet with us right now. And we need more of you to come forward and start stepping up to the plate, and start helping the people. Food for thought.
Right. Yeah, and you know, we don't all even need to, like, I mean, I love all those people. Deepak Chopra has been a great inspiration to me as well. And we all have to start somewhere, wherever we're at, wherever the best way for you to enter in and start sharing your light with people is the best way to do it. And certainly being in this space and learning how to connect to the angels and the masters is a great way to be able to listen more to yourself. And it's like, here I am, I think I asked you a question before the show, and I already know the answer within myself. And then you were kind of talking about how, like, you don't want to give somebody an answer that's not necessarily in the highest. But you're also trying to help people find the way for themselves. And I do feel that. So it's really about that. It's not about just seeking for something outside of ourselves to fill us up. But you're really trying to give us a gift of helping us learn how to tune in. And I just feel so great. And I'm just so happy to be with all of us tonight. And let's talk about the next time that we're going to be on the air together, so we can make sure that people are going to be with us. Because it's going to be your birthday. Let's have maybe like a birthday show for you. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll celebrate your birthday. So you're the 31st is your birthday? That's a Monday.
Yeah.
So let's do it the week before. We could do it 2 weeks from now on a Tuesday night, our usual time, the 25th.
That sounds great. Tuesday the 25th.
Okay. The 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And that'll be the Matthew Bueno birthday special on the CGM.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Just be present. No presents needed unless they want to make a donation on your PayPal. That's always accepted for anyone. And if anybody ever wants to make a donation to me, you're welcome to do that as well. But seriously, you know, it's really, and you know, just to remind people that Matthew is open for sessions. And again, can you just repeat your phone number slowly for people to get it?
530-276-3642.
Okay. And say it in a very monotone voice as well.
Sorry. Audrey.
I was just kidding. Oh, you're so funny. So, and it's ascended masterangels.com, and the Facebook page is, and how do people get on that Facebook page? They have to friend you first,
well,
right?
They would have to be, yeah, they would have to friend me first and then want to be on the page, and then I can, you know, just, that, you know, just
they
to
ask.
Reiterate real quick, you know, we're, yeah, to ask, and the thing about the asking is that, you know, and we really want to be able to ensure people's safety. No one else can read what you post, you know, except if you're a member. And so the public can't see what's happening. And we want to be able to have this as a safe place to talk about your experiences, your strength, your hope, and asking for help, you know, asking questions out to the community and let people find their place by giving support. You know, it's already happening, and I love that. And then I'll come in once in a while, and I'll say, okay, today, all right, kiddos, let's, you know, let's do this activation today. This is how you do it, and, you know, open yourself up. And then I'll ask about dreams and help people decipher dreams. And, you know, it's just a good way to get let people come out of the box or out of the closet and just start to really resonate with other like-minded people who are just simply a text, but, you know, you can feel the energy, you know, and that's how it works. You know, and so, you know, you go there and you can just state your question, or, you know, you can even post on there, hey, can we hear about this on your way to your shows? Why don't you ask the masters about this, or talk about each of the masters individually, or, you know, I welcome all that, because what I'll do, because I'm a perfectionist, is that I'll take that in and I'll pray on it and I'll ask them and I'll get the right thing to say, and, you know, and so we'll do that for you. So anything, you know, we're completely open, multifaceted. There are no boundaries. Well, there's boundaries, but there's no boundaries of what you can learn. And, you know, there's multiple events.
Appropriate boundaries.
Appropriate boundaries, yeah.
You're not overly boundaried person, but it's so funny that you said that. Can I just say, because I was thinking that in my head, Matthew, I was thinking, and what about if people want to have suggestions for the show? And then you were like, and then people, they want to say things about the show. So that's the great thing about having these psychic friends, everybody, because, you know, you just think these thoughts and they answer them for you even before you get to say them out loud. So I love that. and I also want to say, yeah, if people have ideas for shows or questions that they'd like us to address, please write us, you know, Facebook messages, or put it or post it in on that page, because we're definitely into that. And, you know, if you have time, Matthew, we can always do another show that would be like a straight question and answer kind of thing, like maybe channeled messages.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. That's easy. That's good exercise for me, too.
Yeah, because I really love doing that kind of thing. And then we can take people's questions beforehand. You know, stuff that's for a more global, for for the group, you know what I mean, for larger than just oneself questions about the world and about the energy.
The only thing about that, just like what happened to Dwight, is that whoever's talking on the other line, we're already in motion to help that person. To help that person evolve, to help them to take back their power, because that's what our mission is. So if I get a question about something that someone wants to know about a prison or where this world is going or where the economy is going, and the masters look at that person and they see what's wrong, they're going to want to work on that person.
Right,
you
know, okay.
It's
going
to happen. It happens that way. I have no control over that because I have to listen to what they want to do. It's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about the person on the other line. So, you know,
well, that was so healing, though. His reading was so healing, even for me, even though I have nothing to do with those issues. I mean, I did feel an energetic ripple. So whatever they want to do, I'm fine with whatever your masters and angels feel like doing is okay with me, and I'm sure everybody listening feels the same. Because it's such a gift. But I just meant, like, because I would like to maybe have that as an additional thing. I mean, I'm not saying taking away from the shows with the readings. I'm saying, because I was going to have a show next week with Franco Di Nicola, but that actually had to get canceled because he's moving and he will not have the proper internet connection or phone connection. So we're actually canceling our show for the month. So I'll actually have some more time to do other shows. And I'm open to, I'll be doing some other, just so people know, I'll be doing things about, you know, creating 5D community and bringing people together and trying to interview some people that are doing some great work here on the planet. And because this is the stuff that really, I mean, this, Matthew, doing this with you and working with Franco or any of the people that I work with, Helene, this is what gives me the juice for life. I mean, this is the most exciting stuff. So, you know, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do the thing that I love the most and to be a part of this and helping raise consciousness and bringing, bringing this light to people. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm just so grateful for you and for everybody here tonight. So that's all.
Without you, we can't have this, you know. So you're a great host, like I said, and you're just very nurturing. You hold space really well. And you don't really know how to really just gradually be in the energy, you know, and not let it overtake you. You're still all present, except for that one part where you start doing activation. But other than that, you know, this is great, you know.
Oh, you're so cute. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And, I guess we'll just have to say goodbye, say goodnight for tonight. And once again, we encourage everyone to contact us, to be part of our community, and to reach out and let us know you're here. And we love you, and we will talk to you again. We'll see you again on the 25th. Is that right, Matthew? Can you help me with the time there? The 25th.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m.
Pacific.
9 p.m. Eastern. That'll be a Tuesday night. And if there's any changes to the schedule, we'll be putting it up on Facebook. So stay in touch with us that way. We love you, everyone. Have a beautiful night. Sweet dreams. And is there any closing comments you have, Matthew, for our listeners?
Well, I think I want to hear from you this time.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight, Matthew. And thank you for bringing us the beautiful gift of the light from your angels and masters, and for allowing all of us to remember that we have their love and their presence with us at all times. And I want to encourage everyone to stay true to themselves and listen to their soul and reach out in any way that they feel called to, because we're all here to help each other and we all have a greater purpose. And I'm just so grateful to be here with all of you tonight. Thank you for everything. And I love you all.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Bye, Matthew. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye, everyone. Have a beautiful night. We'll see you soon.